each week, depending on what we feel like we're going to get.
You guys are in a very different position at quarterback than when you played Northwest last year. Of course, had a wide receiver basically playing quarterback. This year, it looks like you've got a guy that's really been able to get the job done.
He is, he's a little rusty still. He hadn't played the game in 3 years when he started our first game for us this year, but you can see the development. You can see the progression. You can see he is getting better. He's developing a better understanding of our offense, of managing the game, understanding that he doesn't have to win the game by himself, that he has other people around him to help him do that. So his development is coming along, and he'll be here another 2 years after this year. So he's going to be a good football player for us, and he's going to be a MIAA all-conference caliber type quarterback, I think, when it's all said and done.
I know there's been years here at Northwest when the team has had to try to grow players and continue to grow the program, that sometimes for younger guys it can be frustrating to not have wins and a lot of successes. Are you finding that your guys can see the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of always wanting to improve, knowing things will get better?
Well, I think, the fact that we've played better in the second half of every one of our games and actually shut the teams down in the second half pretty well defensively, and we've scored more points in the second half than we have in the first half, does indicate that our team doesn't really have a lot of quit in them, and that they continue to work hard and they continue to try to do well each time we go out on the football field, whether it be offense or defense. So I think the answer to your question is yes, I do believe our kids are somewhat frustrated. I think they do want to win games, but I think they understand the process. I'm probably more frustrated that they are, having had a playoff team just 2 years ago and now being in about a 2-12 stretch in the MIAA. So it's going to take us some time, and we're working on it. We're getting better. Our recruiting is better. And I think in 2 or 3 years, we'll be a much more competitive football team we are today.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate the time, and good luck this afternoon.
Appreciate it.
That is Daryl Morris. He is the head coach at the University of Nebraska Kearney, joining us for Bearcat Game Day. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. Support also comes from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Also from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville, serving breakfast and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. till midnight and late night till 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat football. Bearcat game day, sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee, as we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Durrell. And Adam, you come into today's matchup undefeated 3-0. Record-wise, everything's where you would want it to be at this time of the season.
Yeah, it is. I've been very proud of our coaches and our players. Just the preparation's been good, and our execution for the most part's been good on Saturdays. And, we're playing at a pretty high level right now, playing with a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, and we've got a lot of guys involved, which certainly helps.
Now, last week you took care of business early in the win against Fort Hays State.
Yeah, we did. We went out there. You know, that was part of our game plan, and they had a big celebration last week. Great crowd, and you know, one of the things that is bad when you're playing a team like that that's probably down a little bit confidence-wise is let them hang around in the game, and you know, then the crowd stays in the game. And we went out there with the mindset that we were going to try to be aggressive very early in play calling in all three phases, and we did that and got on the board early, and I just really think that helped our momentum.
Now, you face a Nebraska Kearney team today that's coming in with an 0-3 record, but I know you feel that their record's probably more indicative of the schedule they played early on than anything else.
Yeah, it is, John. They're a very dangerous football team, and those are the exact words I used with our kids on Sunday when we met with them. You know, they're 0-3 right now, but all three of their losses, the teams are undefeated. You've got Washburn, Emporia State, Missouri Western, and all three of those guys are undefeated. So they're a little bit of victims of scheduling, but a very dangerous football team. They're playing better each week, you know, and to me that's a sign of a well-coached football team. Their offensive line is just, it's the best offensive line we face without question. We've got a huge challenge today defensively. They're just big physical kids, and you know, I just look at their football program, and they've got a quarterback who's playing better each week, and he's a very dynamic athlete. And you know, I just look at their kids, and they're just a very blue-collar tough football team, and those are the ones that are scary.
Seems like offensively the thing that's really held them back a little bit is just turnovers, especially with interceptions.
Yeah, they've had some turnovers in the first two games, and they cut those back a lot last week versus Missouri Western. But, yeah, you're right, that was probably their downfall those first 2 weeks is just too many turnovers.
Now, what do you try to do when you go up against a team like Nebraska Kearney, and just talk a little bit about the strengths that their quarterback will bring to this matchup here today?
Well, they run a lot of option football, so we've got to get aligned properly on defense and play assignment football. It starts there. You know, we got to tackle in space. That's the second part of it, and everybody's got to do their job defensively. That's the number one thing. But, you know, their quarterback, he's a very talented young man, and, you know, when he does keep the football, we need to be very physical with him and tackle him. And get guys around and maybe try to strip the ball a little bit, but it's going to be a huge challenge for us today.
Does it make it a little more difficult when you don't see quite as many option teams as you used to in the past when you try to prepare for a team like this?
Yeah, I certainly think that helps the offenses, you know, that are running that stuff nowadays. And you know, again, I give credit to their coaching staff. They're being creative. They're changing stuff up from week to week to week with formations and some motions and, you know, trying to get an extra guy at the point of attack. And it's certainly difficult when teams are doing that to you, adding stuff each week. And, you know, we're going to have to adjust on the fly today.
What do you expect out of them defensively?
Well, you know, they played a lot of 40 front the first 2 weeks of the season, and then last week versus Missouri Western, they jumped into a lot more of their 30 package, more blitzing, a lot more people, kind of reminiscent to what they did to us last year out there. We hadn't seen much of that on film, and they came out and just were attacking downhill. So we're going to be ready for their 40 and their 30 front. We've practiced against both of them all week. We practiced against a lot of pressure, and you know, hopefully we can handle it. You know, I said the keys to victory for us offensively are just whether we're running the football or throwing it, to be able to protect and handle their pressure and not get driven back on our side of the line of scrimmage.
Nebraska Kearney really seems like a team that's been making some strides in the right direction. I know last year when Northwest faced them, they were really hit by the injury bug, but it really seems like, again, despite the record, that they're doing a lot of good things with their program.
Yeah, John, it's a very good football program. If you look at their tradition and their history, they've got a rich history of being in the national playoffs and a very proud alumni base, and they've got really tough kids. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for teams that do it the right way, and I think they do it the right way. And they've got good Midwest kids that play really, really hard. And so, you know, like, we've got a big challenge in front of us today.
Yeah, today is a part of family weekend today, and I know it's something special for the Bearcat football team as well.
Yeah, it is. We're going to wear red paws today and honor Scott, Coach Bostwick. And we pick one game every year to do that, and we always do it on family day just because family was so important to him. And our kids are very excited about it. It's our chance as a coaching staff to – kind of reiterate what Scott meant to this football program and to this community. We the kids that are here, there's still a lot of kids on our team that he recruited and he had an impact on. But, you know, our new kids, we try to educate them on who he was and what he meant to our program. And, you know, we hang some stuff in the locker room just kind of talking about his years of service here at Northwest so they can get familiar with him. And it's a good time for our kids to talk about him. And, you know, we'll have a couple guest speakers that'll talk about him in pregame meal. So it's something we want to play well for a lot of reasons, but that's just a little bit more added incentive.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Doral. Stay tuned. We'll have more on Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides a complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. And from Vaquero & Herzog RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri. Specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City, more information is available at 816-806-7777. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main Street in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com.
Today's Senior Spotlight is underwritten by Maryville State Farm agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal at 121 West Lincoln and 305 Larry Lane.
Senior cornerback Brandon Dixon is in his second and final season as a member of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. Brandon comes from Juliet Junior College in Juliet, Illinois. Brandon earned first-team all-conference and first-team all-region defensive back for the Wolves and earned all-American accolades before the school canceled the football program. Brandon is from Pompano, Florida, and says that growing up in Florida helped him reach his dream of playing football.
We have a lot of NFL players that come through and show love and show how football can change lives, and not only football, school too. Going out to school, meeting new people, getting a degree, and just being successful. But South Florida is known for football, man. It's a hotbed around there for football athletes.
Brandon experienced much adversity growing up in South Florida. In 2005, Hurricane Katrina struck the southeastern part of the United States. Then, the Category 1 hurricane first made landfall over Florida and went right through Brandon's hometown of Pompano.
It was real hard. Then we had no lights for 3 months, no lights and water for 3 months. The military had to come and give food. You shake it up in the water and it warm up and it cooks itself. But it was real hard, but it made us stronger, so I think it made me appreciate the little things in life more and don't take nothing for granted.
After college, Brandon wants to take his talents to the NFL.
And my future is first graduate and then hopefully get into an NFL camp or get drafted. That's been my dream since I was a little kid, so I'm working on that. I should be graduating in the spring, so I hope everything goes well with the NFL. I hope a team give me a shot, and I'm just praying on it.
For the Bearcat Radio Network, I'm Chris Roush.
Today's Senior Spotlight has been brought to you by State Farm agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and 305 Larry Lane in Maryville.
Hit me, I'm open.
This is Bearcat Football.
Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back out of Bearcat Stadium before today's MIAA matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska, Kearney. A look at the starters for today's game. First defensively for Northwest along their front line, Brandon Yost is the nose guard, a 6'2", 280-pound sophomore out of Omaha. At the defensive tackle position, Brian Hummel is a 6'2", 240-pound senior from Clarinda. Zach Williams is out of today's game, injured. The defensive end spots, Matt Minert, 6'3", 240-pound senior from Easton, Kansas, and Matt Longacre, a 6'3", 240-pound junior out of Omaha. A look at the linebacking core, DJ Nader, a 6'2", 225-pound sophomore from Council Bluffs. Eric Reimer is the buckbacker, a 6'2", 225-pound junior from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. The roverbacker is Cody Mathewson, a 6'2", 230-pound junior from Madrid, Iowa. In the secondary, Brandon Dixon is a cornerback, a 6'195-pound senior from Pompano Beach, Florida. Sounds like his brother Brian is maybe going to be able to get back into the lineup next week. The other corner, Tyshawn Allen, a 6'1", 180-pound sophomore from Blue. Blue Springs, Missouri. In the safety spots, Bryce Enyard is the free safety, a 6'1", 185-pound sophomore out of Huntsville, Missouri. And Alex Taylor is the strong safety, a 5'11", 190-pound sophomore from Kansas City. The offense they will go up against today, the center for the University of Nebraska Kearney, is Cody Wheeler, a 6'1", 280-pound junior from Frederick, Colorado. The guards at one guard spot is Jake Spees, a 6'7", 300-pound sophomore out of Mullen, Nebraska. The right guard, well, he's got 20 letters in his name, so we're doing just like everybody else, going with the nickname Junebug. He is a 6'3", 330-pound senior from Kansas City, Missouri. You want to look up number 51 for Nebraska Kearney, you'll totally understand. Pete Trausch is the right tackle, a 6'4", 300-pound junior out of Minden, Nebraska. The other tackle is Cole Manhart, a 6'6", 300-pound junior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. The tight end is for Nebraska Kearney, Brett Klein, a 6'4", 240-pound senior from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. A wide receiver spots Nate Burns, a 5'10", 185-pound sophomore out of Lakewood, Colorado. Austin Smith, the 6-foot, 195-pound sophomore from Aurora, Nebraska. And Noah Hausch is a 6'4" freshman from Lincoln, Nebraska. The running back, Stephen Rush, a 5'10", 175-pound senior from Myrna, Nebraska. And the starting quarterback is Bronson Marsh, a 6'2", 200-pound sophomore out of Omaha. The offense for Northwest Missouri State this afternoon, the center is Cole Chevalier, a 6'2", 285-pound junior from Lee's Summit. The guards, Cody Carlson, 6'3", 275, a senior from Eudora, Kansas. And Jake Scarborough, a 6'2", 275-pound senior from Blue Springs. The tackle, C.J. Keeney, 6'6", 280. He is a junior from Smithville. And Shane Smith, a 6'4", 280-pound sophomore from Shelbina, Missouri. Joel Gantz is the tight end, 6'5", 245, a senior from Perry, Kansas. Wide receivers, Clint Utter, Jason Josadis, and Reuben Thomas. The running back is Billy Creason, and Trevor Adams is the starting quarterback. Defensively, for Nebraska Kearney up front, at their in spots, Matt Bauman and Elijah Nadai. The inside players are Jason Wilcox and Jack Warden. Their linebackers, Tyke Koziel and Kellen Werner. In the cornerback spots, Tanner Maracek and along with Yada Kyles. And the safeties are Ryan Beamer and Jack Douglas. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska Kearney. We're back with more from Bearcat Stadium after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Support also comes from Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Hickory House smoked meats along with the line spices, rubs, and sauces. More in-store at Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More at nvb.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville. And from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. Support also comes from Bram Danfield Funeral Home in Maryville, located at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com. Also from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee.
That's the national anthem, which is performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Marching Band. Time now to hear from our sideline reporter, Chris Roush, and reports from our sideline reporter, underwritten by Edward Jones and a local broker in Maryville, J.R. Kurz. Let's go downstairs to Chris Roush.
All right, thanks, guys. The key for the Northwest defense here today is going to be containing the sophomore quarterback of Nebraska, Kearney, Bronson Marsh. Marsh, a threat to run as well as passes. Obviously, Nebraska Kearney runs the option on offense, but Marsh is known to make a few mistakes in the game so far this season, as he has 8 interceptions entering today's game.
All right, thank you, Chris. We'll hear more from Chris as the game goes along. Again, it's Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney. We're back, get ready for the kickoff right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com. Also from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. And from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hill's newest additions include Victoria's Secret, Rally House, Justice, and Charlotte Russe. More at shopeasthills.com.
Follow the Northwest Missouri State football team right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, El Churchman Field on the Northwest Missouri State campus, along with Matt Gorder and Chris Roush. I'm John Coffey. We're just a couple minutes away from a kickoff here at Bearcat Stadium. The team captains for both teams down at midfield getting ready for the coin toss. And Matt, the weather situation, and we had a little bit of hard rain just a few moments ago, but it looks like it's dying down a little now, just enough to get some people wet as they come into the stadium. But really, it doesn't look like the weather is keeping many of the fans away.
No, there's a great showing, a lot more ponchos, but it is a little bit cool with that breeze. But, you know, it really looked like on the radar that what we just saw may be the last of it for the afternoon. But you know, I don't get paid to be a weatherman, so that's just a guess. But I guess even for those paid to be weathermen, it's just
pretty much
a guess. Hopefully it'll stay away the rest of this afternoon.
Well, I have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, for those just tuning in, may have missed what we talked about a little bit earlier during Bearcat game day, a fourth week of the season and the fourth different look for the Bearcats uniform-wise.
Yeah, and the uniform this week really in honor of Scott Boswick, the black jersey, something that he was pursuing before he passed away and had taken over as head coach. And, of course, the red logo, the red paw on the side of the green helmets, also with the red, of course, honoring Coach Boswick. A lot of red tape, red hats, just a lot more red in the stadium on family weekend as Northwest Missouri State gets a chance to honor Coach Bostwick, you know, we saw over the summer Nebraska Wesleyan, where he played football, named a park up there in honor of him, kind of a tailgate area for their football game. So it just shows you how big of an effect he had on so many people in so many places. And I think it's right for Family Weekend to honor Coach Bostwick.
Nebraska Kearney will receive to start this game. They're in their trailing white uniforms with the navy blue numerals and a helmet. And back deep to return the kick will be Daniel DeShazer along with Andre O'Neill. And have the ball teed up at the 35 for the Bearcats will be Ben Truen, the freshman kicker for the Cats. Wind, which was gusty earlier this morning, has died down just a bit as we get ready for kickoff. The Bearcats will be going from our left to our right. That's north to south at Bearcat Stadium. And here comes a kick. Truen with an end-over-end line drive kick. O'Neill backpedals 5 yards deep in the end zone. We'll take it out off that right side lane to the 5. And the numbers to the 10. A little juke move to the 15-yard line. And he is thrown to the ground at the 15-yard line where Northwest Missouri State's defense will come out. As Jacob Volstead there to make the tackle. And he's done a very good job on special teams this season.
You know, that decision to bring it out basically cost him 9 yards. He could have had it out at the 25-yard line. They may have seen some film from early in the season where Northwest had some troubles on kick coverage, but they have righted that ship. So that decision maybe for Saginaw would have been a good one, but not now.
Bronson Marsh at quarterback for this Nebraska Kearney team at the 16 officially. Marsh out of the shotgun formation, running back to his left and back to pass as Marsh fires it out of the backfield. O'Neill with a catch as he slips and he falls back at about the 11-yard line. So O'Neill hauls it in, but was slipped on the turf, and this will bring up second down and 15 after a 5-yard loss. So not a very good start to this game for the Lopers. For the Lopers, Austin Smith will go wide to the left side. Three receivers to the right side. This Loper team has had a little bit of trouble with injuries at the receiver spot. A couple of their stars, Nora Ausch and Matt Berry, not in action today. Out of the shotgun formation, the handoff goes to O'Neill. He went in motion left to right to left, and he has run out of bounds near the 21-yard line. Cody Mathewson, one of those, to help run him out, as was Travis Manning. And this will bring up third down for UNK. Third down and 5 from the 21-yard line.
Nothing like a 3-and-out to set the tone. A good opportunity here for the Bearcat defense.
Marsh, a transfer from the UNL in Lincoln. A sophomore quarterback, 6 foot and 200 pounds. Guy that can run the option very well. They've got three receivers to the right side, one to the left on third down. Third and officially 6. And the pass goes to DeShazer out of the backfield. He is being chased down and brought down as Jared Fox, getting a start at the strong safety position, comes in and makes the first hit, and this will bring up fourth and long for UNK.
Well, that's one thing, you know, we saw is they're trying to get the receivers the ball out in space, and, you know, Northwest is just too fast defensively for that to be able to work effectively. You may hit a player or two here and there, but I think most of the time you're going to see what we just saw when they try to get it to the outside.
Davis Brindle to punt, average just over 41 yards per punt this season. He has had one punt blocked this year. It is fourth down and 8 coming up. Good snap, and here comes the punt, and it's a poor punt down the right sideline. Takes a pass at the 45 and takes a UNK roll to the 43 of the Bearcats, where Northwest will have it first and 10. So good field position for the Bearcat offense as they come out on the field.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing like starting a family weekend game with the defense getting a 3-and-out, and then the first possession for the Cats in and up in the end zone. So we'll see what they can get done here against the defense.
Ball placed at the 42 off the left hash as the Bearcats go from our left to our right. At quarterback, Trevor Adams. That last punt, 41 yards right at the average that the punter for UNK Davis has. Out of the pistol formation, Adams will hand off Creason, trying to go off the left side of the line. He gets to the line of scrimmage, then to the 45, pushes to about the 46-yard line. Tough running that time by Billy Creason, the senior running back out of Green Valley, Missouri. 33rd carry of the year. And came in with 147 yards rushing, picks up 4 on that play. Second down and 6, going without a huddle out of the pistol formation, Adams. And play action rolls left. And will tuck it and run as he gets to midfield. Leaps over a defender, picks up the first down as he gets to the 48, 47-yard line in UNK territory.
Good aggressive run there and a good block on the outside as well to kind of free up Adams as Joel Gantz got out in front, and they were able to pick up the first down.
First and 10 Northwest at the 47 of the Lopers. Ball on the left hash. No score. This game just underway. Creason behind the quarterback Adams out of the pistol formation. Two receivers to the right and one to the left side. Adams Well, handoff to Creason again, going off that left side of the offensive line as he crosses the 45, gets to about the 43-yard line. Again, about 2 or 3 yards after being hit, 4-yard gain, actually, and this will bring up second down, second, and coming up second and six. Two receivers to the right side. Marcus Wright, a tight end lining up off the left side of the line. Pistol formation, Burton in the backfield now, and he'll take the pass as they swing it out right. Gets a good block. He swings out right side to the 40 and out of bounds at the 38-yard line, picking up the first down. Nice run, and Jack Douglas, a free safety, to run him out of bounds. And, well, let's see, going to be just about a little less than a yard shy of a first down. So didn't quite get to the 6 that he needed, but the Cats right back to the line of scrimmage, bringing up third and short yardage for this Bearcat team. They need to get just past the 37-yard line for first down. Receiver to each side, under center this time is Adams. Quarterback keeper goes up the middle with it and should have the first down. Just a quick snap, and the senior out of Odessa, Texas, just lowered his head, followed his center and left guard, and picks up the first down.
Last week we saw them try to pick up the pace offensively against Hayes, had success with it, and they're trying to do that again here this afternoon.
Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Corey Jackson, a slot to the left side. Pistol formation once again. Right, a slot left as well. And handoff going to Burton. Dances at the line of scrimmage. Has a nice hole off the right side and crosses the 35 near the 32-yard line. Again, Northwest picking up about 4 yards on first down the last on this series. Makes it now second down. Second and a long 5 coming up. Two receivers to the left side. Utter slot to the right. Out of the shotgun formation, Adams. Back pedal. Sets. Has all kinds of time. Looks. Throws. It's caught. Utter across the middle. He has it at the 25-yard line. At the numbers at the 20. Leaps over a defender to the 15, to the 10. Down the sideline on the left. Inside the 5-yard line. First and goal coming up for Northwest.
I'll tell you what. We're seeing some nice moves and some nice patience running with the ball either after the catch there with Utter. We saw Adams with a nice move and a good block. Just some good solid play out of this offense on the first possession.
26 yards on the play. First and goal, Northwest. At the 5-yard line. Out of the pistol formation, two receivers to the right side. Handoff goes to Creason. Up the middle, touchdown Northwest. Huge hole up the middle. That offensive line just blew open the hole for Northwest, and Creason to go untouched into the end zone.
Yeah, Cats making it look pretty easy through the first 5 minutes of this ball game, that's for sure.
6-0, Northwest in front of Nebraska Kearney, and the point after crew coming out, Ben Truen, kicker 17 of 17 on PATs. 5-yard touchdown run for Creason. That's his 5th touchdown of the season. High snap, ball down, kick on the way, and it is no good, no good. The first miss of a point after attempt this season for Truen. Score will remain Northwest 6. And Kearney nothing. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. Turn with the kickoff. O'Neill will field this one a yard deep in the end zone near the right numbers. He wrangles that left between the hashes to the 10, to the 15. A flag falls to the 20, to the 25, 30. Numbers on the left side at the 40-yard line. Tries to cut back in near the 48 and run out of bounds. The kicker that time, Turin, with four steam out. A little help as well for Northwest off that tackle on special teams, Jack Young. But we do have a penalty marker down.
This one should come back. This is going to be a holding against Nebraska Kearney.
They mark this one off. Let's go downstairs, check in with Chris Roush.
All right, thanks, guys. Last week and this week, Billy Creason now has four touchdowns between the two games, three last week, all within 3 yards of the goal line, 1 of 3, 1 of 2, and 1 in the 1-yard line. And this week, first drive of the game, Billy Creason gets a 5-yard touchdown run. So it seems like Billy Creason's really been the goal line running back for the team so far through four games.
Mark off back to the 11-yard line where UNK will take over first and 10. That drive for the Bearcats, 58 yards, 5-yard run by Creason, took 2:45 off the clock. Fortunately, it missed a PAT, but it's 6-0 Northwest Missouri State out to the early lead. Marsh at quarterback, receiver to each side. And in motion, there was one, they go with the pitch the other way and getting the carry is DeShazer. DeShazer trying to go left side, crosses to about the 12-yard line. Nader there to make the tackle for Northwest. And this will bring up second down and 8 after a 2-yard gain. Look at DeShazer in the backfield, along with Romero Cotton, a couple of their running backs. They are busy throughout the year. They're also members of the Nebraska Kearney wrestling team. Two receivers to the left, one to the right side. Out of the pistol formation, Bronson Marsh. He's back to pass. Sets. Now roll right side. Fires the pass. It's got DeShazer with a catch. He's immediately hit from behind. And there was Travis Manning to make the tackle near the 17-yard line. This brings up third down for UNK. It'll be third and short, 3rd and 1 coming up. Nebraska Kearney 11th in the MIAA and third down conversions coming in, 16 of 47. That a 7-yard gain. Two receivers right, one to left side on third and a long one. Sophomore quarterback out of the shotgun. DeShazer to his left. And now trying to keep it is the quarterback. He'll be short on that play. That really looked like it might have been a bit of a busted play as well. This will bring up a fourth down. A couple Bearcats there, including Longacre, to help make that tackle for Northwest. This will bring up fourth down and 2 after a loss of 1.
Colin Bevins, a redshirt freshman defensive end, getting in on the action there as well. And you wonder with a young team like Nebraska Kearney has how long it takes for them to wonder, are we in for a long afternoon? Because right now Northwest is trying to make that point.
Davis Brindle to punt. Gets a good snap, but as it comes back, flags fall. And we have a procedure penalty coming here.
False start. Number 41, kicking team. 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
They're going against Greg Sherwood. Second penalty for Nebraska Kearney. They came in penalized about 58 yards per game. That's 8th in the MIAA. Been penalized for 59 yards already. Here comes the snap, and it's a low end-over-end punt. It takes a bounce at the 42-yard line, a high bounce, fielded by Young, and he tries to spin away from a couple of defenders, brought down at the 45 of UNK. So, again, the Bearcats will have the ball in very good field position as Bryce Young took that punt. And, again, Northwest in UNK territory. 8:21 left in the first quarter, 6-0 Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. Cats right to the line of scrimmage. Trevor Adams. Behind him will be Robert Burton III. And Marcus Wright to his left as he'll take this snap. Receiver to each side, Utters over on the near side, off the right side. Play action, back to passes. Adams wants to go, and it is caught near the hash at the 26-yard line. Josadis with the catch, and he was immediately brought down, but not before picking up a first down for Northwest as Damian Wilson, a defensive back, a freshman out of Dade City, Florida, there to make the tackle. First and 10 Northwest to the 25-yard line. Again, without a huddle, out of the pistol formation this time. Two receivers right, one to the left side. This time, rolling right is Adams. Looks back left side and is caught at the 15-yard line, down to the 5-yard line and into the end zone for the touchdown as Northwest Missouri State going off a pass off that left side and the touchdown for the Bearcats, a 25-yard touchdown pass that time.
Well, and that was a great play because they faked it to Robert Burton in the backfield, and then after the fake, he kept going out to the left. Right after the fake, they look off all the defenders over to the right side. Look like the pass play is going to go over there. Burton, forgotten about, wide open on the left side for the Cats.
And Burton comes up with his first reception for a touchdown. Out for the point after kick. Turn ball down, kick on the way, and this time it is good. So Northwest Missouri State strikes again very quickly. 7:50 left in the first quarter. It's Northwest Missouri State 13 and Nebraska Kearney nothing. We'll be back right after this 1-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
And here comes the kickoff by Trin. This time a short end over, and Kick O'Neill takes it at the 7 at the right half. She's at the 10 to the 15. A little hesitation, and then gets to the 22-yard line, being brought down, where UNK will have it first down and 10. That last drive for the Bearcats, just a two-play drive, 46 yards, and Northwest with a 25-yard touchdown pass to Burton for the score. And again, the Bearcats in front 13 to nothing. Lopers take over first and 10 from their own 23-yard line. Bronson Marsh at quarterback. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left. And handoff going to DeShazer once again, as he crosses to the 25, to about the 27-yard line. Picks up 3, maybe 4 yards on a first down run. Let's go downstairs and check in with Chris Roush.
All right, thanks, guys. Last time we saw Northwest play up here in Maryville, the offense struggled a little bit in the first half against UCM, but so far today, Trevor Adams and his offense have been firing on all cylinders as he's able to hook up with a couple different receivers so far early in the game.
Out of the pistol formation, option this time as Marsh pitches to the left to DeShazer, turns the corner to the 31-yard line and knocked out of bounds. Weimer there, also Mathewson there, and this will bring up third down coming up for UNK. 5-yard gain. Third down and 2 coming up. Sam Brower is a backup quarterback, moving to a wide receiver position. Goes wide to the left side. Austin Smith to the left as well. Bronson Marsh, the sophomore quarterback, out of the shotgun with DeShazer to his left. And the handoff going off tackle to the right side. Romario Cotton now getting the carry. He was in the backfield that time. Cotton trying to angle right side and picks up 1, needed a couple. And this will bring up 4th down and 1 for the Lopers.
That's one thing with Nebraska Kearney. You could see as many as 4 different guys carrying the ball on the ground game for UNK today.
And out to punt once again, Davis Brindle. Junior punter, Bryce Young for the Bearcats, back at the 35-yard line between the hashes. Punting into a bit of a breeze now, coming out of the north here at Bearcat Stadium. Good snap. And here comes the punter. Line drive end over end, fielded by Young near the left at the 40-yard line. At the 45, and run out of bounds in front of the UNK bench at the 45, where Northwest will have it first and 10. So again, the Bearcats in good field position as they will take over their third series in great field position.
That's what happens when the defense holds the opponent without a first down. You're usually going to get pretty good field position, and that's been the case in this first quarter.
13 to nothing, Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney. 5:57 left in the first quarter. Two receivers to the right side. Adams out of the pistol formation, creasing behind him. From the 46 in their own territory, Marcus Wright goes in motion left. Four-man front out of Nebraska Kearney. Play action, and here comes the pass. It's caught by Wright as he spins and is brought down near the numbers at the 46-yard line. And this will bring up second down and short yardage after an 8-yard gain. Just shy of the 45-yard line. Justin Folks will go wide to the left side. Corey Jackson to the right side. Shotgun formation for Adams. And goes to Folks off the forward pitch as he went in motion left to right. Turns the corner on the right side at the 40, and he's ankle tackled from behind after a first down for Northwest as Jack Douglas makes the tackle. But a first down for the Bearcats as Northwest gets out to the 36-yard line. So first and 10, Bearcats. 9-yard gain off that one. Two receivers to the left side. Pistol formation for Trevor Adams. Creason now in the backfield behind Adams. Three-man front this time out of UNK. Play action. Adams rolls left. Wants to throw the ball, and wide open at the 25-yard line is Bryce Young. He's to the 20 and run out of bounds at the 19. Another first down for the Bearcats.
You know, it shouldn't be a big surprise in what we're seeing right now. Nebraska Kearney has been outscored 38-0 in first quarter so far this year. They have been a slow starting team, and it seems to have carried over to today.
20-yard gain on that pass play. So far, the receivers for Northwest have been wide open on most every attempt. Out of the shotgun, back to passes. Adams straight drop, looks and dumps it away. It's tapped up in the air and intercepted off that right side. Cogiel with the interception. He's at the numbers at the 50-yard line, to the 30, to the 20-yard line, to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Nebraska Kearney.
That time a screen play set up over to that left side, so you let those front guys come in, get a bit of a rush on and try to toss it over the top. Adams didn't get quite enough air underneath it, and somebody didn't see who got the paw on the ball, but it was tipped straight up in the air, and Koziel ended up with it in the end zone.
And an 83-yard return off the interception for a score. It's now 13-6 as Nebraska Kearney trying to come back in this game. Second interception of the season of an Adams pass out for the point after kick. And it's on the way, and it is up and good. Jonathan Laura is now 5 of 6 on PATs this season. Now a 13-7 game, Northwest in front of Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Peyton Flukey kicking off, and he kicks it along. The ground is picked up by an up back out past the 40 to the 45-yard line or so. And it looks like Brian Hummel on that. Again, it got to about the 45, or Northwest will have a pretty good field position off the kickoff.
Yeah, most of the time if you have a defensive lineman pick it up on kick coverage, you're thinking that you're going to be okay. But no, he used to be a fullback. He's going to be able to handle that football.
So again, the Bearcats in good field position at the 46-yard line in front now 13-7 as they lead Nebraska Kearney. Two receivers left, one to the right side. Brady Bowles into the ballgame now at quarterback. Well, a handoff. Creason trying to sweep out left side. Not much there, but he's able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Good hard running by Creason to get back to the line that time. Brings up second down and 8 after a 2-yard gain. Let's go downstairs to Chris Roush.
All right, thanks, guys. The past 2 weeks for Nebraska Kearney, they have had 3 interceptions and 2 forced fumbles on defense. So the defense for Nebraska Kearney has been playing great football against 2 top 10 teams.
Two receivers left, one to the right side. Out of the shotgun, Bowles wants to run it. Gets a nice block. Cuts in at the hash at midfield. And, well, stutter step to about the 46-yard line and be close to the first down markers after a 6-yard gain. Coming up 3rd and 2 for Northwest. So 3rd and 2 coming up for the Bearcats. Josadis wide to the left side. Utter to the right. High backfield this time. Bowles under center will take the snap from Coach Chevalier and hands off to the fullback left side getting the carry. Well, is it Jackson? He gets out and should pick up the first down for Northwest.
Yeah, just a real quick hitting play there trying to catch Nebraska Kearney a little bit off guard. They did. Got enough room to get that first down.
To the 42-yard line off the right hash. Bowles out of the shotgun formation. Three-man front out of Nebraska Kearney. Three receivers to the left side. And the handoff this time to Burton. And Burton gets across the line of scrimmage to near the 38-yard line. Picks up 3 yards on the first down run. 3:16 left in the first quarter. Again, a 13-7 Bearcat lead over Nebraska Kearney. Nebraska Kearney scored just a little bit ago off an 83-yard touchdown return by Koziel. Three receivers off. Out of the shotgun, Bowles. He has Burton to his right. Takes it and goes with a quick pass. It's low and will go incomplete and thrown behind the line of scrimmage. But it looks like it was enough forwards for a pass play, and it goes incomplete. Trying to get it to Reuben Thomas over and flat off the left side, down around his ankles and feet, and just couldn't pull it up. And this will bring up third down. Come on, Adam Schulte. End of the game. He goes to the right side along with Bryce Young. They lined up Young and then Adam Schulte behind each other, and then they go two on the left side as well. And on third down, play clock rolling to 10 seconds as Bowles looks over at the sideline, takes the snap now, and wants to run with it as a nice hole opens up to the 35, to the 30, down the hashes to the 20-yard line, to the 19, and a first down for Northwest.
Interesting look from the defensive line there for Nebraska Kearney. All of them in two-point stances, just kind of dancing around, trying to throw in some confusion. It worked against them because they were out of the hole that Bowles wanted to use, and he had plenty of room to pick up a third and long.
And runs for 19 yards for the first down. The ball at the 20-yard line of UNK. Three-man front out of the loafers. Three receivers to the right side, one to the left side. And another run play by Bowles. Tucks it underneath the left arm and then slides to a halt as he didn't have much to go and slips just a bit as well, but will be brought down for a loss of 1 second and 11 coming up for Northwest. Utter, along with Thomas, wide to the right side. Creason behind Bowles. Out of the pistol formation. Just laid a slot to the left side. Play action, Bowles rolls right, looks, throws, and it's caught at the 14-yard line and thrown to the ground as there to make the catch was Thomas for Northwest, and being brought down that time by Ryan Beamer, a junior strong safety out of Ayer, Nebraska. So third down coming up after an 8-yard gain on the pass play. Third and four for the Bearcats. Ball at the 14-yard line of Nebraska Kearney. Hutter goes wide to the left side. Josadis to the right. Marcus Wright now lining up as a fullback to the right of Bowles. And then behind Bowles is Burton. Bowles takes the snap. Two-step drop. Looks, throws, and it's caught. Hutter with a catch at the 6-yard line. And he rides a defender into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, you know, the pace of the offense is a little bit slower with Bowles in there, but the result ends up the same as the Bearcats get back into the end zone here in the first quarter.
19-7, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Turn out for the point after kick. Cats increasing their lead, coming right back after that interception return. Here's the kick by Truen on the way, and it is good. So with 1:10 left in the first quarter, it's Northwest Missouri State 20, Nebraska Kearney 7. Back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at AnheuserBusch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Here's a kick by Truen, a short end-over-end kick. Fielded off that left side at the 10, to the 15, to the 20. As DeShazer brings it out to the 21-yard line before being brought down. And that time for Northwest, Cole Forney down to help make the tackle. And this will bring up first and 10 for Nebraska Kearney. Downstairs in Chris Roush.
All right, thanks, guys. So far from through almost one quarter of play, Nebraska Kearney has not had a first down on offense. But coming into this game, they averaged 24.3 first downs a game, leading the MIAA, third in the MIAA.
So Nebraska Kearney first and 10 from their 22-yard line. Out of the pistol formation, Bronson And that goes with a quick forward pitch and trying to turn the corner at the 25 to about the 22. A flag falls as he went with that quick pitch as it was Adam Repas Ordonia trying to go forward with it, but a penalty flag is down.
Yeah, this should go against Nebraska Kearney. That the same type of play we see Northwest run all the time, bring a receiver in motion, the snap and the forward pitch. So this defense has seen that a few times.
While they mark this off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Penalty mark off back to the 12-yard line. First and 20 coming up for Nebraska Kearney. Alongside Matt Gorder, Chris Roush, I'm John Coffey. Our sideline reporter is Chris Roush, statistician Josh Jefford. And back to pass out of the shotgun is Marsh. Marsh will run with it. Nice little move to the 15, to the 20, to the 30-yard line. Has the first down on a first and 20. Crosses the 35 with the run and gets out near the 37-yard line. Manning there to make the tackle, but not before Marsh puts a nice run out of that one of 23 yards in the first down. So out to the 36, first and 10 for the Lopers.
Lopers trying to pick up the pace of the offense here.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left side. And they fake off the option, keeping it is the quarterback as Bronson Marsh will go to the 40-yard line. Off that right hash, Reimer there to help make the tackle, but second down coming up. After a four-yard gain, second and six with 14 seconds left in the first quarter, 20-7, Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney. Two receivers left, one to the right side. Bronson Marsh at quarterback. We have Andre O'Neill slot to the left side. As the clock winds down, that's the end of the first quarter. And we'll be back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchmith Field, with the Bearcats in front of Nebraska Kearney 20-7. Back after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Stickler Rentals, located in Maryville at 2818 South Main. Sticklers offers equipment rentals, including lifts, skid loaders, excavators, compressors, and lawn equipment. For more information, 660-582-4444.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
And we're back at Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchmith Field, 20-7, Northwest in front of Nebraska Kearney, along with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Chris Rouse is downstairs. Statistician Josh Jefford and engineering things Andy Campbell this afternoon along the Bearcat Radio Network. Downstairs and check in with Chris.
Thanks, guys. On the year, quarterback Bronson Marsh has 661 yards through the air, but on the ground, he is averaging 121 yards a game. As a quarterback, he's also the leading rusher for this Nebraska Kearney team.
And today he has three carries for 26 yards, the bulk of that coming on that last run he had for a first down.
That's just it. He picks up a lot of yards using the option, but his ability to run, especially when they're struggling or a play breaks down, is really what gets him a lot of yards. If he can't get anything downfield, he can use his legs to pick up big yardage.
Nebraska Kearney now going from our left to our right at Mel Churchmith Field at Bearcat Stadium. At the pistol formation, Marsh, two receivers to the left side. O'Neill in motion left to right, and then they want to go left side with the pitch off the option to Shazer with it out of the backfield, and he's wrestled to the ground at the 39-yard line, just thrown to the ground that time. And this will bring up third down.
Yeah, Eric Reimer got a hold of him, spun him around. DeShazer, 5'6", 150 pounds. I'm pretty sure that Reimer probably lifts that when he first gets out of bed just to stretch in the morning.
Third and six coming up for the Lopers. Two receivers right, one to the left side. Northwest showing blitz at the moment with Jared Fox. up at the line of scrimmage and back to pass. There's the Shazer being blitzed by several. Nader in there as well, and a couple others coming in. And I think the first one to make the hit was Brandon Yost, and a big loss on the play on that third down situation.
Yeah, Nader got in there first, but chased him right into the arms of Yost, who was standing there waiting.
How would you like to be chased into the arms of Brandon Yost? 6'2", 280.
Yeah, that's probably as helpless a feeling as there's got to be in football right there.
7-yard loss, fourth down, and a punting situation for Nebraska Kearney. And to punt the ball, Davis Brindle, and puts a high knuckleballish type of punt this time. Bryce Young calls for the fair catch at the 25-yard line where the Bearcats will take over first and 10. So Northwest Missouri State will have it at the 25, and really their worst field position to take over this afternoon. Bearcats in front, 20-7. Trevor Adams back at the quarterback position for the Bearcats. Coming out onto the field now for the Cats out of the pistol. Behind him is Burton. He'll get the carry. Angles right side is tripped up as he gets to the 31-yard line. And picks up about 5 on a first down run. Brazil, the linebacker who had the interception return for a touchdown from 83 yards out, made the tackle that time. Second and 5. Out of the pistol formation. Keeping it is the quarterback Adams as he cuts between the hashes and crosses the 40 and will have a first down to near the 42-43-yard line. Nice job on the run by Trevor Adams.
Most of the time with Adams in there, Northwest is getting the snap off before the play clock even hits 20. So they are in a hurry offensively, and it's working.
11-yard gain for Adams. Two receivers to the right, one to the left side. Pistol for Trevor. Creasing behind him now. Four-man front out of UNK. They've been alternating between that three and four-man front. Play action, back to passes. Adams fires it near side, caught by Young. Young spins and crosses midfield and caught from behind past the 45 to about the 43-yard line. Dylan Loshin, safety, helps to make that tackle. And it will bring up a first down for Northwest after a 15-yard gain. Kellen Werner also there to help make the stop for Nebraska Kearney. Edder and Josadis wide to the right side. Coleman Adamus Schulte to the left side. And he goes in motion left to right. And they fake the forward pitch. Back to passes. Adams a lot of time down the middle of the field. And it goes incomplete. Trying to find Edder at about the 20-yard line. Throwing a little bit of double coverage that time. Goes incomplete, bringing up second and 10.
Yeah, Edder was open for a long time. And I don't know where he was at in the progression for Adams. But he was open for a while. But Adams didn't try to get it to him until the two defenders had converged just in front of Edder.
Josadis and Edder wide to the right side. Creason lines up to the right of the quarterback Adams. Will take the snap and runs with an angles right side. A hole open up, then caught from behind as he crosses the 40 to about the 38-yard line. Grozil there again to make the tackle, and this will bring up third down and short yardage after a 6-yard gain. So third and 4 coming up. Adam Schulte to the right side. Two receivers to the left. One behind the other in Edder along with Reuben Thomas. Same formation to the right side with Adam Schulte and Josadis. Out of the pistol formation, Adams, Burton behind him, a high snap, and will run with it as he tucks it under his left arm. He's at the 30-yard line, down to the 25, and a first down for Northwest. Good job on the running by Northwest as Dylan Loshin there to make the tackle after a 13-yard gain.
Well, you definitely know that Northwest offense has seen something in Nebraska Kearney because they haven't used Trevor Adams with designed runs very often this year, and they're doing that a little bit more so today.
Young to the left side, two receivers right. Also, this time, long signal count. And handoff goes to Burton, trying to go right up the middle. That time he's stuffed as he gets to the line of scrimmage and driven backwards. Not much there at all that time. And this will bring up second and long. And this will bring up second and 11, a 2-yard loss. Young to the right side. Also wide right, Corey Jackson and Reuben Thomas. Burton behind the quarterback Adams out of the pistol formation. As he gets to the line of scrimmage, whistles blow.
Timeout. Nebraska Kearney.
So Nebraska Kearney calls a timeout. 10:45 left in the first half. 20-7, Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Second down and 11 for Northwest from the 28 of Nebraska Kearney. Northwest in front, 20-7. Play action. Adams looks to throw down the middle of the field. It's caught, spinning at the 5 into the end zone for the touchdown. They get it to Reuben Thomas, and Northwest scores again.
And Jack Douglas, the free safety, got a hold of Thomas right as he caught that football. Looked like it would be well timed, but that spin move kept him from being able to keep Thomas wrapped up. Cats are in the end zone again.
28-yard touchdown pass, and the Bearcats in front 26-7. Turn out for the point after kick.
That replay was powered by Northwest South. Truant,
kick on the way, and it is good. So Northwest Missouri State with 10:40 left in the first half. Now leads Nebraska Kearney 27-7. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Stadium right after this 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Mill Churchman Field, 27-7. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. That last drive for the Bearcats, 8 plays, 75 yards, 3 minutes off the clock, and a 20-yard touchdown pass. And the Bearcats in front, 27-7 downstairs, and Chris Roush.
So far through three games this year, Nebraska defense has given up 308 yards through the air. So far today, Northwest has 178 yards passing through the first 20 minutes of play.
And we'll check the totals for the quarterbacks here in just a minute, too. Truen with the kick, and it's an end-over and kick. Fielded the number near the 11-yard line off that left side. As the Shazer tries to spin away, a flag falls as he gets out to about the 17-yard line.
Starting to see some shadows on the field. Yeah. That's a welcome sight.
A little bit of sun coming out now.
Block in the back, 44 receiving team. 10-yard penalty, ball belongs to Nebraska Kearney. First down.
Penalties are beginning and continuing to hurt Nebraska Kearney. And Matt, one thing from Northwest, continuing on today, what we've seen up to this point in the season, where Northwest playing very fundamental football and really have cut down the penalties this season.
Well, they've been focusing on discipline, and it's working so far this season.
Penalty mark off back to the 7, now to the 8-yard line, where it's 1st and 10 for Nebraska Kearney. And Marsh trying to go out of the backfield. Pass goes incomplete. DeCesar, the intended receiver, a little bit low, had to dive forward after it can come up with the pass. So 10 and a half minutes left in the first half. 27-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out of the shotgun, Marsh pump fakes, rolls right side, a yard deep in the end zone. Now rolls to right to the 5-yard line. Now wants to dump it away, and it goes incomplete on the near sideline in front of the Bearcats. And it was Travis Manning who had an opportunity at it. Dove after, but it was just out of his reach as that pass was intended for Odunia. And this will bring up third down and 10 for Nebraska Kearney as they have to look into the sun just a little bit.
And there's a sophomore mistake by the quarterback. He should have thrown that one up into about the fifth row instead of giving anybody a shot at it like he did, just throwing it up the sideline.
Out of the shotgun, two receivers left, one to the right side. Northwest showing blitz, and here comes the run by Marsh as he gets past the 15 and near the 20-yard line and was able to pick up the first down. Picks up 12 off that run up the middle.
What's kind of scary about this Nebraska Kearney team is the fact that here in a couple of years, this is going to be a pretty good football team when these young athletic players that they've got really come along.
Out of the shotgun, Morris wants to throw on the far side, overthrown and incomplete, throwing into pretty good coverage as well. That pass intended for Luke McNitt, tied in, but it goes incomplete, and this will bring up second and 10.
McNitt is one of two players on the offensive side, along with Sam Bowers, that are really quarterbacks for Nebraska Kearney, but such good athletes, they're trying to get them out on the field any way they possibly can.
Three receivers to the right side, one to the left. Bronson Morris at quarterback, high snap. And goes with the handoff, and not a lot there as they went up the middle with the play. As Dalton Seeley getting the carry, and this will bring up third down. Third down after a three-yard gain, so third and 7 for the Lopers. Seeley in the backfield to the left of the quarterback, Marsh. Three receivers right, one left on third down and long. And now Seeley will move over to the right side of the quarterback. Now you go with the option and trying to go with the pitch. It's on the ground and it's picked up, and this will be a touchdown. Lawnacre at the 10, the 5, touchdown Northwest.
That was just a great pressure play. Marsh just did not have any time to make any sort of decision. I don't know if he was going to try to pitch it or just fake that pitch, but he was hit right as the pitch motion started and forced him to fumble the football, and it bounced right there to the feet of Matt Longacre, who gets into the end zone.
Took it 20 yards for the score, and it's a 33-7 Northwest Missouri State lead. Turn out for the PAT. And penalty markers fall.
False start. 76 offense. 5-yard penalty.
So that one coming up against Northwest. Shane Smith along the line getting called. A rare penalty against the Bearcats. And now we'll try the point after at the 15-yard line, 25-yard attempt. And it's on the way, and it is a no good, wide left. 9:21 left in the first half, Northwest Missouri State 33, Nebraska Kearney 7. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's Bearcat radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Hickory House smoked meats, along with a line of spices, rubs, and sauces. More in store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
33-7, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. The Bearcats scoring again, this time off a 20-yard fumble return by Matt Longacre. Again, 33-7 the score. First half action, 9:21 left. Let's go downstairs to Chris Roush.
This next possession for Nebraska Kearney. So far, the Northwest special teams has been able to contain the Nebraska Kearney offense, keeping them inside their own 20-yard line each drive. Their average starting field position has been the 14-yard line.
It's been all Northwest, really, up to this point. In front of a good crowd here at Bearcat Stadium, the weather prior to kickoff time, not keeping the family weekend crowd from coming out and watching Northwest and Nebraska Kearney. Here comes a kick by Truen. That's a short end-over-end kick to Shazer at the 15 near the left side. Out to the 20, to the 25. And he is dropped near the 31-yard line, where Nebraska Kearney will have it first and 10. Cody Mathewson to make the play for Northwest. 9:17 left. We're in the first half. Again, 33-7 Northwest in front. On Mac Water, I'm John Coffey. Chris Rouse is down on the sidelines. Josh Jefford, our statistician. Andy Campbell, Sarah Tomac, engineering the Bearcat Radio Network this afternoon. Two receivers right, two to the left side. Out of the shotgun, back to pass is Marsh. Rolls right, now back left, will run with it. He's on the left side with the block in front of him. Now dives forward and gets to the 36-yard line and was able to dive in front of Travis Manning before being brought down.
Manning limping a bit as he comes toward the near sideline as well. Mentioned Brian Dixon in that spot in the secondary. Could possibly be back next week.
On second and five, option left goes Marsh with the pitch. DeCesar turns the corner, but he's running out of bounds on the Nebraska Kearney sideline. And this will bring up third and a short yardage. Nader over there to help run him out of bounds. And this will bring up third down and a two coming up. A long two for Nebraska Kearney as they go without a huddle. 8:40 left in the first half, 33-7 Northwest. And now the option, they fake the pitch, and spinning back right side is Marsh as he dives close to the first down. May have it. Jared Fox, the one who finally brings him down. We'll have to see where forward progress was put.
Zach Maloli had a bead on him and a just absolutely last-second spin by Marsh kept him from getting pummeled by Maloli.
First and 10 for Nebraska Kearney. Receivers to each side. Marsh out of the shotgun. Two-step drop. Pass some time. Now pressure. It's a pocket unfolds. Rolls left and is caught from behind by Longacre as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Again, had some time initially, but Bronson Marsh couldn't find anyone open down field. The pocket then collapsed and so they will get back to the line of scrimmage, bringing up second down and 10.
Yeah, that's a secondary sack right there. He had enough time to throw the football, just had nobody to throw it to.
Two receivers left, two to the right side. Cats in front, 33-7. And now, officials blow the plate ahead.
Timeout, Northwest State, first charge.
Bearcats with the timeout, 7:55 left in the first half. We'll keep it right here as the Northwest in front, 33-7. And Mac, what are, really, it's been a well-played game for Northwest against a very young Nebraska Kearney team, and Northwest is doing a lot of things well here in this game.
One thing to keep in mind, and you know, not that this could make a difference in the result of the game, but through the first three games of the year, Nebraska Kearney has been a second-half team. They've played much better in the second half of games. We mentioned earlier how they've been outscored 38-0 in the first quarter coming into this game. So they've just been a slow-starting team. So, you know, we may see better things out of Nebraska Kearney after they get into the locker room, make some adjustments. There's going to be enough to overcome the deficit that they have right now. You know, probably not, especially when you consider that their only touchdown comes on a defensive play on a tipped ball that was tipped up in the air, intercepted, and run back about 70 yards, 75 yards or so. So, you know, they're going to play better, I think, in the second half, at least based upon what they've done so far this year.
Coming out of the timeout, second down and 10. The Lopers at the line of scrimmage, the ball at the 41-yard line. Marsh at quarterback. Wants to go with the handoff. DeShazer turns the corner left side as he's roped to the ground near the 49-yard line and will be shy of the first down. Bryce Inyard coming over to make the tackle for Northwest, the free safety. Came into this game with 11 tackles on that this season. This will bring up third and two at the 49 of the Lopers as UNK going from our left to our right in this second quarter. Out of the pistol, option right side, and whoa, what a hit as Marsh trying to roll to the right side was nailed. Longacre was there to make the play, and this will bring up fourth down. Can almost see from our vantage point, Bronson Marsh's eyes get real big as he saw that he had Matt Longacre looking his way. A loss of four on that one. So fourth down for UNK from their 45-yard line. Davis Brindle to punt. And Bryce Young back at the 15-yard line to try to return this punt with 7 minutes left in the first half. Good snap. And here comes the punt. It's an end-over-end punt. It takes a bounce at the 30 and then hops out of bounds at the Northwest Missouri State. It looks to be the 27-yard line up to the 28, where they'll have it first and 10 going from our right to our left. First down, 33-7, Northwest in front. Trevor Adams at quarterback. And he'll operate out of the shotgun formation. Receivers to each side. UK back to the four-man front. Folks goes in motion, left to right, takes the forward pitch, gets a nice block, turns on the right side at the 30, and will be wrapped up around the knees and brought down at the 35-yard line. Good block that time by Marcus Ryan, enabling folks to pick up some extra yardage, and this will bring up second down and three after about a seven-yard gain. Receiver to each side. Adams with the long signal count. He has Creason behind him and right to his right. And play action back to passes. Adam, all kinds of time going down the numbers at the right side and just overthrown, trying to get it to Joe Zadis at the 30-yard line. Good coverage defensively that time by Yadik Kyles, a defensive back, a senior out of Culver City, California, who's with him step for step.
Yeah, and I think with where that ball was thrown, and you know Adams was going a little bit higher. Josetis has a height advantage there. Could have gone up and been able to get the ball, and Adams kind of aiming for that high point, just overthrew it a touch.
Josetis and Adam Schulte to the right side. Utter and Thomas to the left. Creason behind the quarterback as Trevor Adams calling out the signals. Takes the snap from Chevrolet back to pass. Sets, looks, throws, left side, leaping up, bringing it down is Thomas. Thomas spun to the ground then at the 40-yard line, but should have the first down.
Yeah, right as the ball got there, Damian Wilson tried to go up and knock the ball down. If he just makes a hit right solid in the back of Thomas as that ball gets there, he could potentially jar it loose. But by going up after it, that extra split second allowed Thomas to be able to make the grab.
Two receivers to the right side, one to the left side. Out of the pistol, Adams on first and 10 from the northwest 40-yard line. Cats up 33-7. And Creason gets the carry. Right up the middle he goes, past the 45 to the 47-yard line. Nice run on first down for Northwest. And there to make the tackle, Dylan Loshin, a sophomore out of Columbus, Nebraska. 7-yard gain, second and three coming up for the Bearcats.
Cats so far in this game averaging over 8 yards per play.
And we've got an injured UNK player. Just falls as they went to the line of scrimmage that time as Damian Wilson's injured player.
And now he's running off the field, but he dropped. Interesting.
So now into the ball game is Tanner Rosick. Second down. And back to pass is Adams. Quick pass and it's dropped at the line of scrimmage. He's trying to get that pass to Corey Jackson. Had it in his hands and just couldn't come up with the catch.
Defense playing well enough. The Cats are going to go for it here on fourth, or just third down. Excuse me. I thought we were moving to fourth.
Third down and three coming up. Three receivers to the right side. Burton now behind Adams in the backfield, operating out of the pistol formation. Hutter in motion right to left. And back to passes Adams. Blitz comes in. They find Bryce Young right side at the 45-yard line. Angles to the 40 and a first down for Northwest. Jack Douglas to make the tackle. Better first down Northwest after a 12-yard gain. Boy, Northwest passing game really sharp today and just slicing up that secondary for UNK. 33-7, Northwest up. 4:49 left in the first half. Out of the pistol, Adams this time goes with the handoff as Burton gets the carry. Stacked up as he gets to the line of scrimmage. Didn't have much room. Colgill there to make the tackle. The freshman redshirt linebacker out of Sargent, Nebraska, came into this game at tied with Kellen Werner for the most tackles on this team. And he ended up having an 83-yard interception return a little bit earlier off of a tip pass. That's the only score for Kearney this afternoon. Adams, hands off. And it's Creason with the carry on the left side to the 35. And gets to the 34-yard line. Brought down by Muracek, just off that left side. And this will bring up third down. Third and four coming up after a 6-yard game.
Seven different Bearcats have caught a pass so far today, and five different Bearcats have carried the football at least once today. How do you prepare for an offense like that?
Two receivers right, two to the left side. Adams at quarterback. Thomas in motion left, now back right. Looking at a three-man front this time. Back to passes. Adams wants to fire it, and it's tipped up in the air and goes incomplete. Trying to go on an angle off that right side to Utter, and it's incomplete. Kyle's on the coverage defensively, and this will bring up fourth down for Northwest. And Northwest will go for it on fourth down here. Fourth and four from the 35-yard line of the Lopers with 3:32 left in the first half. Two receivers right, one to the left side. Adams with Creason to his left in the backfield. Takes the snap, and they go with the pooch punt this time. A nice little spiraling pooch punt at the 5-yard line, and will be down near the 3-yard line as Reuben Thomas downs it there. So a couple of Bearcat quarterbacks doing a very good job on pooch punches this year with both Adams and Bowles with that type of punt. And UNK with the ball deep in their own territory.
You know, I saw a play, I don't know, it was from last weekend or the weekend before, where punter lined up and actually kind of pooched it out over to the wide receiver who wasn't covering, and that counts as a pass play. He caught it and ran for a first down. So I don't know if we'll see that out of the Bearcats, but, you know, if you can be as accurate as the quarterbacks have been getting the ball inside the 10-yard line, might be something to think about.
I'll tell you what, special teams have been good this year. 4-yard line, first and 10 for Nebraska Kearney. They have it at their 4-yard line. And on the option right side, quarterback Marsh gets to the 5-yard line and then just sandwiched by three different Bearcat defenders. Well, the first one there, Matt Miner, the defensive end.
And Marsh a little shaken up as he gets up as a couple of his linemen are waving to the sideline to have some help come out. And Marsh goes back down.
Yeah, he's in the end zone now, and really hard to say exactly what the injury situation is right now. But he's going to receive some assistance from the athletic training staff for Nebraska Kearney.
You know, you mentioned the special teams and how they've been good. We heard from Ken Gordon, the special teams coordinator, in the pregame. I'll tell you, when I got done talking to him this week, I was ready to play special teams. I can see why guys want to play special teams for him.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times that's a unit that the players want to graduate from to the offensive and defensive side of things, but you've got the starters fighting to be on the special teams here.
Well, the two big differences that he pointed out that you see with the Northwest program is, one, a lot of players are thinking, okay, that's some time off for me during special teams, take a quick breather, get a drink. Northwest, those guys want to be in those action. And then the coaching staff, you know, he gave compliments to Adam Dorrell, who allows a lot of practice time to be spent on special teams, and most coaching staffs are like, well, I guess we better work on it a little because we have to do it, but they don't make it a focus, and Northwest makes it a focus.
And a lot of times a special teams play can win you a game.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen it hasn't necessarily been a game-winning play necessarily, but, you know, when you do something big on special teams like Northwest has done this year, that just really can demoralize an opponent, and, you know, that's worked in Northwest's favor this year.
Bronson Marsh, the quarterback for Nebraska Kearney, being assisted off the field by the athletic training staff as he's got one arm around a trainer on the right side and one on the left side as well coming off to the sideline. And this will bring in Sam Brower, the freshman redshirt quarterback out of Seward, Nebraska, as he'll take over at the quarterback spot. He saw a little action in the first quarter as a wide receiver. And let's see, are they going to bring in looks like they're going to bring in a different quarterback now, and it looks like Luke McNitt now will move to the quarterback spot. That's who you talked about earlier, Matt. He was out at a wide receiver position. McNitt will go with a quick handoff up the middle, and nothing there at all. That defensive line for Northwest, is, and that time linebacker Mathewson was part of that as well, just doing a very good job against what the coaching staff for Northwest had said was probably the best offensive line they'll face this year. This will bring a third down and 9 for Nebraska Kearney with 2:43 left in the first half. And it looks like we've got a timeout with 2:43 left. Again, 33-7, Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at AnheuserBusch.com.
Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney with a third and eight from their 6-yard line. McNitt out of the backfield, tosses it, and it goes incomplete. Trying to go off that left side and find a Shazer, running back out of the backfield. It was broken up by Matt Miner, the defensive end. And this will bring up fourth down for Nebraska Kearney. Go downstairs and check in with Chris Roush.
All right. If Bronson Marsh is unable to return in this game, he's accounted for over 1,000 yards of offense for Nebraska Kearney so far this year and also 6 touchdowns. So the loss of Bronson Marsh is huge for this Nebraska Kearney offense. Back to you guys.
And a punt for Nebraska Kearney. Davis Brindle, 9 yards deep in his end zone, gets rid of an end-over-end punt. Takes a bounce at the 36-yard line, picked up by Young. Young at the 40 on the left sideline, tripped up as he gets to the 37-yard line. Kellen Werner to make the tackle for Nebraska Kearney.
Tripped up by Werner.
Yeah, that's one of those Young had to feel pretty good about because it took a nice bounce about head high. He was able to look right at it, run right toward it, and make the grab on the run.
Young and Thomas wide to the right side. Hutter slot to the left. Trevor Adams at quarterback with Burton to his right. Four-man front. And back to pass is Adams. Goes across the middle, goes incomplete. Trying to toss it to Utter. Utter was guarded by Kellen Werner that time and reaching over and breaking up the play. It's past 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Against a three-man front, Adams with a quick pass left side, caught by Utter. Utter breaks one tackle and continues to try to go forward, fight his way to near the 31-yard line. Will be short of a first down, but good hard running by Utter that time. Picks up 7, so third down and 3 coming up for Northwest. Going without a huddle as Utter goes wide to the right side, Thomas to the right, Young to the left side. Out of the pistol formation, Burton, the tailback, gets the carry. Up the middle he goes, past the 30 to near the 28-yard line.
Ball carried by Burton.
1:57 left in the first half. Northwest up 33-7. Have 3-yard gain that time, bringing up fourth down and less than one for Northwest.
Ball 29-yard line, fourth down, one.
So at the 29 of UNK, fourth down for the Bearcats. Northwest this year, 1 of 4 on fourth down attempts coming into the game. And here comes the quarterback keeper by Trevor Adams. Tries to go off the right side after taking the snap and will have the first down.
That's good for Bearcat.
Picks up 2 after needing 1. First down, Northwest. Young along with Thomas to the right side, Utter to the left. And back to passes. Adams, a lot of time, wants to throw across the middle. Caught by Burton, who is hit from behind immediately as Kojo Litter to make the tackle. And this will bring up second down and 7 after a 3-yard gain. Young to the right side, 2 receivers to the left. And Burton gets the carry again, angles out left side, has room to the 20, turns at the 15-yard line, breaks a tackle at the 12, and out of bounds. Nice hard running by Robert Burton. Gets down to the 10, and it'll bring up first down for Northwest after a 14-yard gain.
So Cats have not seen much go wrong in this first half.
No, they haven't. First and goal for Northwest from the 10 with 1:03 left in the first half. Young left, Utter, and Thomas to the right side. Creason down the backfield behind the quarterback Adams, and Creason gets the carry. Angles right to the 5 and untouched again into the end zone. Touchdown, Northwest, as the Bearcats increase their lead. That offensive line doing a good job opening up holes. That's the second time Creason has scored a touchdown where no one has been near him. 39-7, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Out for the point after kick comes Ben Truen, freshman redshirt kicker. Ball down, kick on the way, and the end-over-end kick is good. So 58 seconds left in the first half, and it's a 40-7 Northwest lead over Nebraska Kearney. Northwest this season, or last season, defeated Nebraska Kearney 37-13 out in Kearney. And they lead the all-time series 6-3 in a series that dates back to 1929. Had a few years where they didn't play each other, but now that Nebraska Kearney's back in in the MIAA, seeing them on a regular basis.
Northeastern State, the opponent for Northwest next week. Right now carrying a 14-0 lead over Emporia State, who just slid into the top 25 this week. So interesting. We'll keep an eye on that game through the rest of the afternoon.
That last drive for the Bearcats, a 7-play, 38-yard drive, 10-yard run by Creason. Creason, pretty good afternoon. 7 carries, 38 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Not bad.
No. But then again, very few Bearcats haven't had a good afternoon.
Yeah, that's true.
58 seconds left in the first half. Druin with the kick. And an end-over-end kick. O'Neill will field it left side at the 7. Angles at the hash to the 10, to the 15, 20, out to the 30, and tripped up near the 32-yard line. UNK will have it first and 10, 52 seconds left in the first half. Well, the weather turning out a lot better than what it looked at kickoff time, and a good crowd has filed in, and really saw a few that perhaps waited in the tailgate area before coming over, but Matt, stands pretty full on both sides and even in the end zones here.
Yeah, it really turned out to be a decent day, especially for what it sounded like it might be through the afternoon earlier in the week. So it definitely has turned out to a good family day football.
Luke McNitt at quarterback taking over for the injured Bronson Marsh. He's out of the pistol formation. 2 receivers left and 1 to the right side. 4-man front for the Bearcats defensively. Hand off. And Shazer gets the carry, and he is caught by the shoulder pads and then roped to the ground by Travis Manning of the Bearcats.
We mentioned the size of Shazer a little bit earlier at just 150 pounds, and you can tell the workout programs for the defense for Northwest from Joe Quinlan are working because they're kind of flinging him all over the place.
Shazer, a guy that wrestles at that 150-pound mark during the wintertime along with Romero Cotton. Second down and 8. Receivers to the right and left. Hand off to Sazer, goes right now left, trying to find somewhere to go to and has nowhere. Forced in by Meinert and a couple other Bearcats coming over to help make that play. Cody Matheson in the area, and this will bring up third down and long. 3rd and 9 for Nebraska Kearney. And that will be it as the clock winds down, and that's the end of the first half, and it's been all Northwest with the exception of one play this afternoon. 40-7, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium, El Churchman Field, and begin our halftime activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677. And from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and late night till 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Also from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. Also, from Maryville Glass and Lock,
offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Motors.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, family weekend on the Northwest Missouri State Campus in Maryville, and a 40-7 lead for Northwest over Nebraska Kearney. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, as we're at halftime, and it's been all Northwest so far.
Yeah, it has. We haven't been able to find too much wrong. We knew that Kearney was going to be a slow-starting team. That's kind of what they expected and what they have seen throughout the year, and so Northwest knew coming in they had to take advantage of that, and they were able to do that right from the start.
Tipped pass for an 83-yard return for a touchdown, really the only bright spot for Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, Northwest tried to run a screen play over to the left side, and of course on a screen play you let the defensive linemen have their rush, and then the quarterback tosses it over the top to the receiver or back, whoever you're throwing it to, and one of the guys on that rush was able to get his hand on the football, tip it straight up in the air, and Koziel able to get right underneath it and take it home free. So far, accounted for a few fireworks for Nebraska Kearney, but in terms of the regular flow of the game, it's been all Northwest.
I think one thing that's been impressive for the Bearcats in this one, too, is going into this contest, Coach Doral was talking about the offensive line for Nebraska Kearney. He felt that it's the best offensive line that they've faced so far this season, and the Bearcats defensively really handled that line.
Yeah, absolutely. They've put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, already knocked one quarterback out because of the pressure. They've forced Marsh to make some really quick decisions, which you want to do with a young quarterback. They've forced a lot of mistakes out of that offense, and it all starts right there in the trenches. You know, this one of the best offensive lines they have seen, but, you know, this defensive line for Northwest Missouri State, so experienced and so deep, not only are you throwing some good players at that offensive line, you're throwing a lot of them, and so they're fresh, and they've got nice, fresh legs, and it really has shown in this game.
Again, we're at the half in Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney, 40-7, as the Bearcat Marching Band performs on here at Mel Churchman Field Bearcat Stadium. We've got a lot more coming up on our halftime report, sponsored by Tri-State Motors. Coming up next is Where Are They Now? We'll talk to a former Bearcat linebacker who will be inducted a little bit later this season into the M Club Hall of Fame, John Edmonds, and we'll have the halftime report and a lot more for you. That's all coming up. Again, as our halftime report, sponsored by Tri-State Motors, continues right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. And from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville, serving breakfast and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. till midnight and late night till 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. And from East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and the Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants including Five Guys, Panchero's Mexican Restaurant, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information available online at nvb.com. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Where Are They Now? Is brought to you by...
by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More info available at 562-1713.
Welcome back to Halftime at this afternoon's game between Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney. Our guest this week on Worthy Now is former Bearcat linebacker John Edmonds, who played for the Bearcats between 1999 and 2003. The Maryville native will be inducted into the M Club Hall of Fame this fall. Edmonds says he's looking forward to becoming a member of the Hall of Fame.
Obviously, it's a great honor. I was very surprised kind of to see my name on there. And I'm, like I said, very thankful for all those who voted for me. I can't wait for homecoming to come up and then join all the great players of these teams that have been elected before.
The two-time All-MIAA linebacker says one of his thrills as a Bearcat was being a freshman redshirt on the 1999 National Championship team.
I don't think you can express what kind of an experience that was, even as a redshirt freshman, not being on the field, but being able to be a part of the team, and that's a game. And then just being a part of four conference champions. I don't think very many football players in their careers can say they were part of such a successful program.
Edmund says another highlight of his career was a win over Missouri Western.
I think one of my happiest memories and best memories is the Mo West game my junior year in 2002 when we solidified our conference championship, and that's when I blocked the field goal on the last play of the game.
Edmonds also says he was privileged to be able to play college football in his hometown.
You know, all of us grew up, going to Bearcat games, even, you know, through the years where we weren't so good, and both my parents being affiliated with the university. God, I can't really tell you. It's just a great feeling kind of being able to stay in your hometown and being so involved with everyone around you in the community, going to Hy-Vee for breakfast or everyone saying hi to you and knowing who you are and wanting to talk to you about football. There's nothing like it.
Edmonds now lives in Prairie Village, Kansas, and works for a medical device manufacturing company called Stryker. He says he sees a lot of familiar faces around his workplace.
Interesting enough that there are probably about four or five other former Northwest athletes that that work for Stryker, too. So it's kind of fun having that kind of family around, those being Pat Witt, Nick Glassnap, Jake Soy, just to name a few of them.
That's former Bearcat linebacker John Edmonds. Edmonds will be part of an M Club Hall of Fame class this fall that will feature six individuals and two teams who will be inducted during the homecoming weekend activities on Friday night, October 25th. Stay tuned. Matt will be back with more on the Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Motors, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Vaquero and Herzog REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org.
Northwest Missouri State University Campus Dining will sponsor its inaugural Vegetable Festival featuring produce vendors, specialty, and educational booth. Open to all university students, employees, and community members, the Vegetable Festival will be from 3 to 7 in the afternoon on Thursday, October 3rd at the College Park Pavilion. The festival will feature booths from Northwest departments and organizations, including the Department of Agriculture Sciences, Landscape and Sustainability, Wellness Services, and the Department of Health and Human Services, as well as local farmers and vendors. Other Northwest Missouri State University sports teams competing today and this week are Bearcat Volleyball. They head to Hayes, Kansas today to take on Fort Hays State in MIAA action, with the game starting at 3 o'clock. Bearcat Golf heads to Kearney, Nebraska Monday to compete at Awari Golf Club. Bearcat soccer will travel to Lamoni, Iowa Tuesday to take on Graceland. That game starting at 4. And Bearcat volleyball travels to Bolivar, Missouri to take on Southwest Baptist with the game starting at 7 o'clock Friday night.
This is Bearcat football. The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Motors.
Back out of Bearcat Stadium, 40-7, the lead for Northwest Missouri State over the University of Nebraska. Kearney, it is time for our halftime highlight. And this one coming on a pass play to make it a 13-0 game. Trevor Adams found Robert Burton on a 25-yard play.
Terry Sears right, one to the left side. This time rolling right is Adams. Looks back left side and is caught at the 15-yard line, down to the 5-yard line and into the end zone for the touchdown.
And in that first half for Trevor Adams, a couple of touchdown passes. Brady Bowles also with a touchdown pass for Northwest Missouri State. The Bearcats with 345 yards of total offense to 67 yards for Nebraska Kearney in the first half. Some of the individual numbers. Adams with 40 yards rushing, leading the team on the ground. He did that on 6 carries. Billy Creason with 7 carries for 38 yards. Robert Burton, 7 carries for 27 yards. Adams was 14 of 20 passing for 191 yards, 2 touchdowns, and that interception that resulted in the only touchdown of the first half for Nebraska Kearney. Brady Bowles was 2 of 3 passing for 21 yards and a score. Bryce Young, Clint Utter, Reuben Thomas, and Robert Burton each with 3 catches in the first half. Young and Utter, 47 yards apiece, 40 for Thomas. Utter, Thomas, and Burton, the 3 touchdown catches for Northwest Missouri State. On the other side for Nebraska Kearney, Bronson Marsh, before going out injured, had rushed for 30 yards on 11 carries. He is the leading ground gainer for the Lopers. Daniel DeShazer, 7 carries for 13 yards. Romero Cotton, 4 carries for 10 yards. Marsh was 2 of 5 through the air for 3 yards. He had one receiver catch a pass for 7 yards and another catch a pass for minus 4 yards. So Luke McNitt, who replaced Marsh in the lineup when he went out injured late in the first half, was 0 for 1 passing for Nebraska Kearney. So let's look at some of the numbers from the first half of this one. Again, Northwest Missouri State with a 40-7 lead over the University of Nebraska Kearney. We're back with more from Bearcat Stadium on Family Weekend at Northwest Missouri State right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, as a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Support also comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's located at the corner of South Avenue and South Main Street. Also from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Today's game is being underwritten by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971, more information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville. Also from Bram Danfeld Funeral Home, located at 206 East South Hills Drive in Maryville. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Follow the Northwest Missouri State football team right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Northwest Missouri State, in front of Nebraska Kearney, 40-7 in front of a good crowd here at the stadium as part of the family weekend activities. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Chris Roush is downstairs, and let's go back down to Chris.
All right, thanks, guys. Entering the game today, Billy Creason had four touchdowns on the season, and that put him third in the MIAA in touchdowns rushing. So far in the first half, Creason had two touchdowns, so pending the outcome of other games later on today in the MIAA, Billy Creason could raise, climb the charts here in rushing touchdowns.
And he has had a couple runs for touchdowns, Matt, that the offensive line just blew wide open the hole for him.
Yeah, and you know, if you look at Creason, he hasn't had a ton of carries. There's probably some of those guys that are at the top of the charts in terms of scoring have a lot more carries than Creason. He's just real efficient with them and gets into the end zone a lot more often.
Tell you, really, Northwest offensively this afternoon has been real efficient with everything.
Yeah, they have, and it was right from the start. You know, they've been able to run the ball, they're throwing the ball, they're using everybody, and, you know, I think that's part of what's making it so tough for Nebraska Kearney. We've talked a lot this year about how Northwest doesn't have that premier receiver. It seems like every year they've got one receiver that's a go-to guy that, you know, teams can kind of focus on, and then there's a little bit of a fall-off. But Northwest just has several guys that can play the position, and it's making it tough for defenses to figure out who to prepare for.
Next week, Cats back on the road. Fun trip to Tahlequah, Oklahoma. 2 o'clock is kickoff time, airtime along the Bearcat Network at 1 o'clock. That's a trip we've been looking forward to for a while.
Yeah, I can sense the sarcasm in your voice, trust me. Yeah, and you know, you look at Northeastern State, and they're playing decent today. They're at the half down 21-17 now to Emporia State. So looks like that's a team that wants to win some football games, and the Cats are going to have to be ready.
I think we probably spent as much time or more time in Tahlequah, Oklahoma than about anybody else in the MIAA.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, back in 2011, the Northwest women's basketball team had to spend, 6 days, I think, in Tahlequah. Now, of course, we've had some other times down there in other regional tournaments, but that was the longest extended period of time. And, you know, we talked about it. They had talked about it at the time. I know we joked with Coach Gene Steinmeier at the time. It's a good thing they won that tournament, because I'd hated to be down there for 6 days and not come out victorious, but they did. So,
hey, Northwest basketball's had some success down there. The women, of course, able to go on to the Elite Eight, and then the Northwest men prior to that when Northeastern State hosted a regional there. It came out of that and made it to an Elite Eight.
Yeah, and that's the one thing is, even though it hasn't been a fun trip, I don't know why, because we've seen a lot of success down there.
Really?
But it just seems a long way from Maryville, Missouri.
Well, hopefully that success will continue next week for the Bearcat football.
Yeah, it does definitely make it a much better trip. We talked about the Hayes trip. That's always a long one, too, but it definitely ended up a shorter trip, or feeling that way, because the Cats did play good football, and it was an entertaining game to watch.
40-7 here, Northwest in front of a Nebraska Kearney. And Matt, really, I guess keys to the rest of this ball game, just
don't get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems pretty trivial, but that's the big key. And, you know, we talked last week when Northwest started to open that game up. You wished it was at home so you could get more guys into the ball game. Well, this one is. So we'll see a lot of guys in, get some action today for Northwest Missouri State. Unless there's a complete turnaround, doubt it. Nebraska Kearney has been a second half team, but Northwest is just playing so well today.
Really, the thing that was the downside of last week's win over Fort Hays State was injury to Zach Williams.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's the thing about blowout games that is tough. You're always kind of holding your breath because maybe it just seems that way. You know, it's like people feel like tornadoes target trailer parks. They don't, but sometimes you feel like blowouts target injuries. It doesn't really happen that way, but it just feels that way. So hopefully the Cats can keep from any more injuries.
Peyton Flukey has the ball teed up at the 35 for Nebraska Kearney and for Northwest. Injured is back deep to try to return, and he is joined back there by Justin Falks. Northwest will go from our right to our left in this third quarter. That is south to north at Mel Churchman Field, Bearcat Stadium. Second half is underway, and here comes the kick, a high end-over-end kick, and Injured fields it at the goal line between the hashes, out angles left to the 10, to the 15, he's to the 20, and will be spinning and getting near the 24-yard line. Was able to spin away from a defender before being brought down by Tyler McKeon, and this will bring up first and 10 for Northwest at the 23, but we do have a penalty marker down.
I think this is going to be an illegal block against Northwest.
Number 14.
It was an illegal block in the back.
10 yards.
So first and 10 for Northwest at their 15-yard line, a rare penalty against Northwest. Third quarter just underway. And for Northwest at quarterback, Brady Bowles out there. He was in for a series in the first half. He'll take the snap and wants to run to the right side. Gets the line of scrimmage, signals out to the numbers to the 20, near the sideline on UNK side, and tackled near the 24-yard line as Yadda Kyles, the senior defensive back, making the tackle. A tackle, and this will bring up second and short yardage for Northwest. Second and less than one. Cats going without a huddle. They check their wristband as Brady Bowles will call out the signals. Takes the snap and play action. Back to pass. Wants to go across the middle. It's caught. Nice catch at the 45-yard line as Utter hauls it in and was hit. Yadda Kyles also hit on that play on the defensive side of it. He got the worst end of it. He's slow to get up. Now we'll line up. Better first down for Northwest out to the 47 after a 23-yard pass play.
Nice pass by Bowles. He kept it away from the defender.
Three receivers to the left side, first and 10. Play action, Bowles to the air again. This one is knocked down and incomplete as Ike Koziel thought he had a second interception of the afternoon.
That one also probably would have gone for six had he been able to pull that down, but it fell out of his hands.
Second down and 10, three receivers to the left side. Out of the shotgun. Bowles, long signal count this time. Looking at a three-man front. Pass at the line of scrimmage. Just caught by Thomas. Thomas with some blockers at the 50-yard line and into Nebraska Kearney territory before being tackled by Greg Sherwood, a strong safety. And this will bring up third down after a five-yard gain. Two receivers to the right, two to the left side on third down and five. Pistol formation this time for Bowles. Burton behind him. Play clock down to 14 seconds. Northwest in front, 40-7. Bowles back to pass as he does. A flag falls. And while this is being discussed, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
5-yard penalty. Third down.
False start against the Bearcats. 5-yard penalty makes it third and 10 for Northwest. Back at the 47-yard line. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left side. In motion, Thomas right to left. Now back left side, or to the right side, and back to pass is Bowles. Wants to go down the middle field. It is incomplete. A hard hit as a pass intended for Thomas, cutting across the middle there, and he was nailed as well, and this will bring up fourth down.
Yeah, he probably could have reeled that in, but he was bobbling the ball when he was hit. He just didn't get a clean catch on it. It would have been enough for a first down as well.
Austin Smith back deep to return a punt, and a guy I think seeing his first action of the afternoon coming out is Kyle Goodburn to try to punt this one. Good snap, light rush, and good burn with the high spiraling punt. Takes a bounce at the 21, and it's a UNK bounce that will be down. As for Northwest, down on the play was Kevin Berg to help down that one, and this will bring up first and 10 for Nebraska Kearney. They will have it at their 22-yard line. As they come over, come to the line of scrimmage from the sideline. Northwest in front, 40-7. Smith will go wide to the left side, wide to the right side, two to the left side. McNitt at quarterback, straight drop, looks, throws, and it's incomplete. Trying to go on the far side with the pass, that's incomplete. Andre O'Neill, a junior out of Miami, Florida, the intended receiver, and this will bring up second and 10. Afternoon's really turned out pretty pleasant after some rain early. The rain has stopped and Bearcats in front 40-7. McNitt at quarterback, three receivers to the left side, one to the right. Four-man front out of the Bearcats defensively. And DeShazer getting the carry. Breaks a tackle by a scorer. Swings out to the 30. We'll have the first down to the 35 and run out of bounds in front of the Nebraska Kearney bench at the 38-yard line. But a first down for Nebraska Kearney after a 16-yard run. So first and 10 coming up for Nebraska Kearney.
Outside of Bronson Marsh running the ball at the running backs, that's the biggest gainer from scrimmage so far for Nebraska Kearney.
Three receivers right, one to the left side. Out of the shotgun, McNitt. And he goes to the DeShazer again, trying to sweep out left, and not a lot there. As he tries to go out to the left side that time, runs into Eric Reimer, who tosses him down. 1 yard gain, bringing up second and 9. From the 39 of UNK, second and 9. O'Neill wide to the left side. Nate Burns will go wide right. Also, Austin Smith wide to the right as well. And out of the shotgun, McNitt with a pump fake, and then he will be brought down for a sack back at the 27-yard line. Three Bearcats there, and Longacre, Meinert was there, and I believe also Yost, as that pocket just really collapsed on the quarterback, McNitt. 5-yard loss. So third down and 14 for Nebraska Kearney.
Right now, I think the officials are discussing after the play was over. Meinert got up, pulled his helmet off, and was trying to shake something out of it that had gotten into it, maybe some of the rubber from the field. And I think they were talking about whether or not he was going to have to go out for a play. But the play was over by the time the helmet came off.
Third down and 14. Three receivers to the right side, one to the left. Luke McNitt, a freshman out of Kearney, Nebraska, playing for his hometown team, takes the snap. Here comes pressure, and he is brought down back at the 20-yard line, as there was absolutely no blocking there for Eric Reimer to come through and makes the play.
Yeah, Reimer went in unblocked, and after the play was over, Spees and Manhart, the two guys on the left side, kind of looking at each other like, thought you had him. No, I'm pretty sure I think you had him, and neither of them had him.
10-yard loss, fourth down coming up, fourth and 24 for Nebraska Kearney. McNitt was probably just wishing that one of them might have had him there. He had no chance. Here's the punt, and it's a high knuckleballish punt, and Young calls for the fair catch at the 37-yard line, where Northwest will have it first and 10. We'll be back to Bearcat Field, Mel Churchma Field, Bearcat Stadium, right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings.
I can find something.
South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Creason on the carry, picks up six on a first down run. Second and 4 now for Northwest Missouri State. Ball at their own 44-yard line, 40-7. Northwest Missouri State in front. Adams at quarterback. Play action. Looks to throw, and it is caught at the 45-yard line. And with the reception at the 45 out near the 35 as the play is rolled. Alex Fisk, tight end, comes off with a catch. Brought down by Jack Douglas, a free safety. Cats, again, with hurry-up offense with Trevor Adams out on the field at quarterback. 9:36 left in the third quarter. Northwest up 40-7. That last play good for 19 yards. Two receivers to the right, one to the left side. Trevor Adams at quarterback. Takes the snap. And has some time now, but we'll run with it. Gets to the line of scrimmage and hustles to the sideline and is out of bounds. Let's go downstairs, check in with Chris Roush.
All right, thanks, guys. To put into perspective how good this Northwest defense has been so far in this game, Nebraska Kearney came in averaging 210 yards rushing on the season. So far today, they have 64 yards on the ground.
First and now second down and 7 after a 3-yard run by Adams. Utter in motion left to right. And the handoff to Burton. Up the middle he goes. He's to the 30-yard line and then driven backwards. Dylan Loshin was one of those to help make the tackle for Nebraska Kearney. So, Northwest right now bringing up a third and three. Burton behind the quarterback, Adams. Two receivers to the right side in Young and Utter. And they go with the handoff, and this is Burton again, tripped up by the ankles as he goes close to the first down. Jason Wilcox, a nose guard, reached out with a hand and it trips him up as he went by. And this will bring up fourth and less than one for Northwest, and the Cats going for it. Young to the left side. Under to the right, I formation, under center is Adam. Takes the snap, gives to the fullback Jackson as he picks up the first down past the 25. So he went off the right side of the line, tripped up and gets down to the 21-yard line. Phil Jackson doing another good job on a short yardage situation, picking up a first down for Northwest.
Yeah, nice little sidestep move to his right to get the hole, to get him what he needed and a little extra.
Now the pistol formation, two receivers left, first and 10 for Northwest. Adams will run with it as maybe a little bit of miscommunication that time with Jackson. Wanted to hand off, but Jackson went to his right. Adams was looking for a handoff on the left. Adams will take it and pick up 3 yards off the play, bringing up second and seven.
Well, here Todd is a quarterback that if where you want to go, the back isn't there, you just basically run to the hole that back was supposed to go to because that's where your blocking is going to be.
Better wide to the right side. Corey Jackson to the left. Marcus Wright to the left of the quarterback, Adams. And behind Adams is Creason. Back to passes. Adams wants to throw on the far side. And a fade pattern. And it's incomplete. Trying to go with the pass play to Utter. Dove after it into the end zone about 3 yards deep. And it goes incomplete. Coverage on the play by Yada Kyles for Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, Yada Kyles shaking his finger after that play. And a couple of things. I don't think he's seen the scoreboard in a while. And the second thing, he had no clue where that football was. If it wasn't overthrown, that's 6 points for Northwest.
40-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. Crease in the tailback behind Adams out of the pistol formation. Utter along with Thomas to the left side. Back to pass is Adams. A lot of time. Wants to fire it across the middle. It's caught by Josadis. Josadis at the 12 and should spin for the first down.
And we see again there from the defensive line for Nebraska Kearney what we've seen a few times in this game where they don't get down in a stance. They're just kind of moving from side to side at the snap of the football, and so far hasn't proven real effective against Northwest.
Kind of a poor mark that time. It's fourth down now and less than one, just inches here. Under center is Adams, and he goes with the quarterback keeper again, takes it off the right side of the offensive line, and that will be good for the first down. Picks up two, needed about half a yard. So the Cats will keep the drive going here. 6:46 left in the third quarter, leading 40-7. That offensive line doing a very good job. Right now you have Bryce Johnson at that left guard position, Shane Smith at the left tackle. Just a couple of guys out there doing a good job on that line. Now out of the pistol formation, three receivers to the left side. And on the keeper this time is Adams. He'll be brought down trying to go to the left side after faking off the handoff. And, well, have nowhere to go that time. Runs into Matt Bowman, a junior defensive end from Kearney, Nebraska. Loses two, brings up second down.
He's also another Division I transfer into Nebraska Kearney, starting his football career, collegiate career anyway, at Kansas State.
Young, along with Jackson to the right side. Second down and 11 after officially a one-yard loss. And handoff going to Burton, trying to sweep out to the left side. Cuts in, past the 10, and down near the 7-yard line. Far down in front of Dylan Loshin, and this will bring up third down. So, 4-yard gain, bringing up third down for Northwest. Ball placed at the 8. Third and 7 coming up. Jackson to the right, Utter to the left side. Play clock down to 12 seconds. And the snap back to Adams. Wants to fire on the near side. Caught, touchdown. Just inside the end zone, about a yard deep. Catch is made by Utter for this touchdown. And Northwest increases the lead to 46-7.
Second touchdown catch of the afternoon for Clint Hutter.
5:13 left in the third quarter. Northwest 46, Nebraska Kearney 7, and the point after attempt to come by Ben Truman. And here's the kick on the way up, and it is good. So 5:13 left. Northwest now leads 47-7 over Nebraska Kearney. That last drive, 13 plays, 62 yards, 5:01 off the clock, and an 8-yard touchdown pass to cap it off to Utter. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's Bearcat radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministry such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
And we're back at Bearcat Stadium. A 10-yard return by O'Neill of the kick by Truen, and it's first and 10 for Nebraska Kearney. They have it at their 24-yard line. Northwest in front, 47-7. McNitt back to pass, spirals it out on the left side. It is almost intercepted. As Sean Allen there, pass a little bit underthrown. Couldn't quite bring that one in. It goes as a long incompletion, bringing up second and 10. So let's bring up second and 10 for Nebraska Kearney. Northwest in front, 5 minutes and 1 second left in the third quarter. Nate Burns wide to the right side. McNitt in the game in place of Bronson Marsh, who left the game late in the first half with an injury. And off this time, going to Dalton Seeley, the sophomore out of Hastings, Nebraska. Transfer from Hastings College. And this will bring up third down and 7 after a 3-yard gain.
See Kyle Zimmerman down on the sideline taking some snaps for Northwest Missouri State. So we may see some action out of the redshirt freshman this afternoon.
He got a little bit of time last week at a wide receiver spot in the win over 4 days. Third and 7. McNitt out of the shotgun with Seeley to his right. Northwest with a 3-man front showing blitz by Reimer, and back to passes. McNitt rolls to the right side, steps up in the pocket, now scrambles back left. Rolls toward the line of scrimmage, tosses it, and it's intercepted. Inyard leaps up and brings it down at the 38-yard line. Bryce Inyard with his first interception of the year, and Northwest will have the ball in excellent field position.
Tell you what, that was a great move and catch by Inyard. I mean, he moved there at the last second, got his hands up, just caught it clean with his hands. That was a great play by Inyard.
Northwest with a first and 10. Brady Bowles at quarterback as he comes out with 4:09 left in the third quarter. The Cats leading 47-7. Two receivers to the left side, one to the right. And Bowles will hand off. Jackson gets the carry, tries to spin out right. Now goes up the middle as he turns what would have been a loss on the play to a couple yards, maybe three for a on a first down play. Picks up two officially, and this will bring up second and 8. Good job of running that time. Two receivers to the left. Preston Peterson wide left. So Michael Wickman to the left side. And the handoff to Jackson again. Right up the middle he goes, past the 30, and he's down near the 27-yard line, and it'll be close to a first down. So we have Robert Burton the third, and now we have into the ball game Phil Jackson the second. Billy Creason the first has done a good job this afternoon as well. First and 10 for Northwest. Jackson will go wide to the right side. Wickman to the left side. And Bowles out of the shotgun will run with it on the left side. He's tripped up as he gets past the 25 to the 24-yard line, bringing up second down and long. 3-yard gain, so second and 7. With 3 minutes left in the third quarter, Northwest 47 and Nebraska Kearney 7. The only score of the game for Nebraska Kearney came on a tip pass that the linebacker Gozil took it to the end zone from 83 yards out for a score. And the handoff intended for Folks out of the backfield. Ball loose on the turf and diving on it with Brady Bowles to recover it. And this will be a loss on the play, bringing up third down and 11 after a 4-yard loss.
An update, by the way, on that game we looked at earlier with Northeastern State, the opponent for Northwest next week. They are at Emporia this afternoon. Emporia with a 24-17 lead in the third quarter of that one.
For Northwest, Hayden Bryant going wide to the right side. Michael Wickman to the right as well. Adam Schulte along with Preston Peterson to the left side. Folks behind the quarterback Bowles. And back to passes. Bowles has time, looks, throws, and it's incomplete. That time, Peterson trying to leap up and bring down that pass. Couldn't quite haul it in. A little bit high, and it will bring up fourth down for Northwest.
Bowles pass for Peterson, incomplete.
And Northwest lining up for a field goal attempt here as Truen coming out for a field goal attempt. This will be placed at the 35. So a 45-yard attempt between the hashes. Truen 1-for-2 this season. As long being from 22 yards up. Adams to hold, ball down, kick on the way, end over end, kick is good as it just barely clears the crossbar. Kicking into a little bit of a breeze out of the north that had the distance, and Truen connects from 45 yards out to make it a 50-7 game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com.
And the kickoff is returned by Orduna. Adam Repass Orduna brings it out to about the 26-yard line where Nebraska Kearney will have it first and 10. Northwest on that last scoring drive. Six plays, 9 yards, 45-yard field goal to make it 50-7. Let's go downstairs to Chris Roush.
Thanks, guys. I talked to Clint Under earlier this week, and he said one of the reasons why this offense is so special this year is the amount of receivers that Brady Bowles and Trevor Adams has the opportunity to throw to. So far in this game, 8 different receivers have caught passes, and Utter said that this past week, he said that this isn't like past years where they've had Tyler Shaw or Jake Soy, one guy that gets most of the catches. This year, it's a lot of people getting options to catch the ball.
McNitt will try to option it, and he runs into a wall of Bearcats as he gets to the 25-yard line. Absolutely no chance at all. Just hit by a number of them. This will be a gain of 1, 2nd and 9 coming up. So 2nd and 9. Northwest in front 50-7 as they have this game under control against Nebraska Kearney. Nate Burns wide to the left side. Also O'Neill going to the left. Luke McNitt in the place of Bronson Marsh. He went out of the game with an injury late in the first half. Pressure coming in. McNitt gets it away, and it is caught off that left side and at about the 30-yard line as that time Calvin Zuchek came up with the reception but didn't have much after the catch, 3 yards after the catch before being brought down, bringing up third down.
Colin Bevins, the transfer from Iowa State out of Creston, Iowa, with the initial chase on the quarterback there for Northwest Missouri State. He's got a forced fumble that led to a touchdown today for the Cats.
Third down and 6 for Nebraska Kearney. 27 seconds left in at the third quarter. Nate Burns to the right side. O'Neill to the right as well. Austin Smith goes wide left. Now O'Neill in motion right to left. McNitt out of the shotgun formation, back to pass, drops back, cast time, now wants to air it out, going long, and a diving reception made by Austin Smith as he hauls it in near the 33-yard line. Nice catch as he comes up a little slow on the play, but a good job on that play by Smith. And he comes limping off to the sideline.
And add another 15 yards to the end of that. They're calling an illegal hands to the face by Bryant, or against Bryant Hummel for Northwest.
They will bring that to the ball is placed now at the 33-yard line. It looks like Nebraska Kearney will have it first and 10 from there. Now Nebraska, I have a timeout with. Actually, that's the end of the third quarter. So the third quarter coming to a close, and Northwest at the end of the third quarter leads Nebraska Kearney 50-7. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Stickler Rentals in Clarinda, Iowa at 300 East Boundary Street. Stickler's offers equipment rentals including lifts, skid loaders, excavators, compressors, and lawn equipment. More information at 712-542-4538.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaquero and Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field. We go to the fourth quarter. Nebraska Kearney with it, first and 10. They will have it from the 33 as they go from our right to our left in this fourth quarter. At quarterback is Luke McNitt. Fakes the pitch to the right side, drops back, and has time. Wants to go deep. And on the near sideline, another interception for the Bearcats. This one near the 3-yard line and leaping up and bringing that one down. Kevin Berg, a freshman redshirt out of Kansas City, to come up with the interception.
Yeah, he just put a little too much air under that. If he throws that at more on a line drive, he might be able to complete that. But he just popped it up in the air, and good position by Kevin Berg. He slowed up, got in front of the receiver, and was there to make the grab.
His first interception of the year. Northwest in front 50-7. They'll have a first and 10 from their 3-yard line. Alongside Mac Water, I'm John Coffey. Downstairs is Chris Roush, our statistician this afternoon, Josh Jefford, and engineering the Bearcat Radio Network, Andy Campbell, along with Sarah Tomac. Out of the pistol formation, bowls at the quarterback spot, goes with the handoff. And about a one-yard gain on a first-down run for Northwest. Folks getting the carry. 14 minutes and 35 seconds left in this game. Northwest in front, 50-7. And it's been all Northwest this afternoon. The Cats wearing their black uniform jerseys with white numerals, their green helmets with the red paw print on the side of the helmet, and the green pants this afternoon. Three receivers to the left side. Bowles wants to run with it. He takes it right. It goes across the 5-yard line and gets up near the 8 or so. Bring up third and short yardage. 5-yard gain off that run. Ball placed down at the 9, third and 5. Three receivers left. Bowles, the quarterback, out of the pistol formation. Now going in motion left to right for Northwest. And quick pass off that right side is caught as they were able to get that pass to Michael Wickman. And he is brought down near the 10-yard line. That'll be good for first down after a 7-yard gain on the pass play. First and 10. Cats out to the 16-yard line. Northwest up 50-7. Two receivers to the left, one to the right side. Bowles again operating out of the pistol. And we'll hand off out near the 20-yard line. And that time, Jackson getting the carry. Picks up by 4. And while we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Wickham goes wide to the left side, two receivers to the right. Bowles out of the shotgun as Folks goes in motion left to right. And keeping it and going up the middle is Bowles, the quarterback. Near the 25-yard line. And this will bring up third down and 2 for Northwest. 12:30 left in the game.
On the 25-yard line, third down, 2.
Josh Swanson in the game at a fullback spot for Northwest. Folks, the tailback, they're in the I formation. Two receivers to the left. Four-man front out of UNK. Now Folks in motion will go wide right. And they go with a handoff to Swanson. He goes off tackle to the right side. Crosses the 25 to near the 27. That's good for the first down, keeping the drive going for the Cats. Right now, thank Matt, Northwest. Probably just keep it on the ground and run out the clock here in the fourth quarter as much as they can.
I think so. Swanson, one of those guys that has to drive by Kearney to get home. He's from Gehring, Nebraska, all the way out in the panhandle.
Two receivers to the left side. And as the snap comes back, flags down.
Encroachment, 92, offense, 5-yard penalty, first down.
Brock Burnt getting called for this penalty, tied in. 11:55 left in the game. Northwest on the road next week. Down to Tahlequah for a 2 o'clock kickoff against Northeastern State. Two receivers to the left side. Folks, the tailback. He's behind Bowles and will get the carry. Up the middle he goes. Breaks through a couple tackles and crosses the 30-yard line. We'll have the first down. Good hard running that time as Justin Folks, the freshman redshirt out of Overland Park, Kansas, picks up the first down for Northwest. All right, check that. Gets out and will go across the 30 out to the 32-yard line. And this actually bring up second down. Two receivers to the left side. Jackson in motion, it goes to the left, and going right with the run for Northwest was Zimmerman, who's checked into the game now at the quarterback spot. As Kyle Zimmerman into the game out of Overland Park, Kansas, a freshman redshirt. Zimmerman at quarterback. Two receivers to the left side, 10:47 left in the game. Jackson in motion out of the backfield. Zimmerman again will keep it and go straight up the middle on third down and 5. and is hit as he crosses to the 36-yard line. And here comes the punting team for Northwest back out. Kyle Goodburn will punt. So fourth down. O'Neill back deep to try to return for Nebraska Kearney. Good snap, a very light rush, and an end-over-end booming punt, and it's picked up at the 20-yard line by O'Neill. Cuts back left, breaks one tackle, between the hashes on the right side at the 25, turns the corner to the 30, and is a hit, and we'll have a penalty coming up here as O'Neill will be right down near the 33-yard line. Penalty marker down as we talk over this penalty. We'll take a break as well. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. Northwest in front, 50-7 over Nebraska Kearney. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Late hit for four.
So a couple of penalties against Nebraska Kearney off of that. I think we had a block in the back and maybe a late hit as well, and they'll mark this one all the way back to the 10-yard line. And that's half the distance on those penalties, back to the 10, where Nebraska Kearney will have it first and 10. Nebraska Kearney with it, first and 10 from their 10-yard line, 9:49 left in the game, 50-7. Northwest Missouri State in front. Two receivers to the left, one to the right side. And McNitt will hand off. Seeley with the carry across the 10 near the 14-yard line. Picks up about four out near the, now they'll place it back at the 13. So second down coming up for Nebraska Kearney. Clock counting at 9:18 left. Two receivers to the left, one to the right.
Both teams have slowed the pace of their offenses here in this second half.
McNitt out of the shotgun is back to pass. Drops back, looks to throw, and it is caught across the middle and out to the 20. Ball knocked loose. It rolls in and will be picked up by Northwest Missouri State. Fumble will be recovered by Tristan Patterson, and Northwest will have the ball, and they will have it in good field position.
Yeah, and it's good to see some young guys get an opportunity like that to get not only playing time, but get some good statistics as well.
First and 10 for Northwest as they will have the ball near the 18-yard line. Zimmerman at quarterback, and he goes into the pistol formation. And bobbles it on a tip and handoff, but it goes right back to Zimmerman. Crosses the 15 and gets to near the 13-yard line. A little bit up in the backfield with Jackson, but turns into a positive play for Northwest. So second down and five coming up after a five-yard gain for the Cats. Two receivers going wide to the left side. Cole Jones slot to the left. And Peterson from our right to our Ruckham from our right to our left. Handoff going on the right side for Folk. Spins away from a tackler inside the 10 down to the 9-yard line. Let's bring up third and short yardage after a 4-yard gain. Third and one coming up. So at the 9-yard line, third down and one for the Cats, who lead 50-7 with just over 8 minutes left in the game. Slammer Matheson wide to the right. High formation backfield, and they give it to the fullback up the middle. That should be good for the first down. Josh Swanson getting the carry.
Ball carried by Swanson.
And this will be first down for Northwest. 7:51 left.
Tackled by Bowman.
First and goal for Northwest. Now at 7:43 left in of the game.
Murray's 7-yard line.
Simon Matheson will go wide to the left side. Folks to the right. Also to the right is Quanzy Johnson. And out of the shotgun, Zimmerman. Zimmerman will roll left side with it on the run, and he is ankle tackle trying to get out to the left side. What a nice tackle coming in for Nebraska Kearney by Boone Anderson, a free safety. Dove after him, got him by the ankles, and brings him down.
We talked about it earlier how last week a lot of guys that can't travel didn't get a chance to play in a blowout, but those guys are getting opportunities here this week for Northwest Missouri State.
Loss of 3, second and goal from the 9-yard line. Two receivers right. Zimmerman at quarterback. He's out of the pistol formation. Jackson behind him, who now moves to the right of him in the backfield for the shotgun. And they go with the pitch to Jackson. Sweeping out to the right side. Caught from behind and will be brought down, bringing up third and goal. Jason Wilcox, defensive lineman from Norfolk, Nebraska, to make the tackle. At 6:29 left in the game, Northwest up 50-7. Third and goal coming up at the 7-yard line after a 3-yard gain.
Be nice to see if they decide to toss one in the end zone. Zimmerman's got real nice touch on the ball, and see if they maybe try to get one to the outside.
So out of the shotgun, folks to the right side. Goes in motion right to left, takes the forward pitch, and cuts in after a block to the 5-yard line. This will bring up fourth and goal from near the 5 for Northwest. So fourth and goal. Raleigh Boniface, who made the tackle, has to go to the sideline as his helmet popped off. Looks like Northwest going for it on fourth down with 5:47 left in the game. Bearcats letting as much time roll off the clock as possible for making a decision here as they have this one well in hand, 50-7.
They may just run the play clock down and take a timeout here as well.
Now, I think that's what's going to happen. So Northwest Missouri State in front 50-7 over Nebraska Kearney as fourth quarter with about 5:20 left in the game. We'll be back and have more for you right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mountain City, and St. Joseph.
The Department of Mathematics, Computer Science, and Information Systems at Northwest offers programs in the technology and mathematics fields and includes the Interdisciplinary Interactive Digital Media major. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Judy Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuser-busch.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Stadium. Northwest now on fourth and goal from the 5-yard line. They'll come with a field goal attempt by Truen. Connected from 45 yards out last time on an attempt. This one placed down at the 13, 23-yard kick on the way, and it is up and it is good. 5:16 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 53, Nebraska Kearney 7. We'll be back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
DeCarlos Humphrey returns it out to the 24-yard line, a 24-yard return for Nebraska Kearney. Northwest in front 53-7. Seven-play, 13-yard drive, and a 22-yard field goal was making it a 53-7 game. Northwest in front. Nebraska Kearney from their 24-yard line. McNitt at quarterback. We'll give it to the Sager, trying to sweep out to the right side. Nothing doing there. And it had to be really just brought down to, with about a couple, three different Bearcats in the area. Jacob Volstead, linebacker, the final one there to make the play. No gain, second down and 10. Back to the 24. Has Nebraska Kearney with it from our right to our left. They're taking their time huddling up now as they go to get to the line of scrimmage. Receivers to each side. And out of the shotgun is McNitt. Donia in motion to left to right. Handoff going to Seeley, who tries to angle left. Crosses the line of scrimmage and picks up a couple of yards. Finding his way to the 27-yard line eventually, where he picks up three. Four minutes and 6 seconds left in the game. Don't forget, next week, Cats down to Tahlequah, Oklahoma to face Northeastern State. That's a 2 o'clock kick. We'll be on the air at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day, sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Anybody who has a plane that would like to give us a ride, that would be welcome.
Two receivers to the right, two to the left side. McNitt back to pass. Back pedals, and goes across the middle. And a diving attempt goes incomplete at the 45-yard line, trying to get that pass to DeCarlos Humphrey. And good coverage on the play to Berg there, and this will bring up fourth down. 3:35 left. Good busy weekend on the Northwest campus and in the Maryville community, with it being family weekend. And one of the highlights is the football game every family weekend, and Northwest sending everybody home happy here. Here's the punt. And a fair catch is called for at the 42-yard line. Bird calls the fair catch, taking the punt from Davis Brindle with 3:38 left, and Northwest in front 53-7. Back with more after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Hand off to Jackson up the middle for a gain of six. Northwest in front 53-7, a 3:08 left in this game. Northwest looking to go to 4-0 on the season, 3-0 in MIAA play, while Nebraska Kearney will fall to 0-4 both overall and in the conference. On second down and four for Northwest from the 48-yard line in their own territory. Two receivers right, one to the left side. And the handoff going to Jackson, off tackle to the left, and he'll be brought down near midfield. Let's go downstairs, check in with Chris Roush.
Thanks, guys. Here in the second half, we've seen a lot of Phil Jackson and Justin Folks here. Talked to Robert Burton this week, and he's very impressed with how these two guys are doing in the redshirt freshman year. And Burton's trying to be a leader to these guys, kind of like last year, how Jordan Simmons and James Franklin was to Robert Burton during his redshirt freshman year. Back to you guys.
Third down and two coming up for Northwest. Ball at midfield between the hashes. Northwest from our left to our right in this fourth quarter. Kyle Zimmerman at quarterback. And he will run on the left side on third and two. And he'll be close to the first down. Should have it going off the left side of the offensive line. Should be good for first down with 1:56 left in the game.
Yeah, he was hit short of the first down, but pushed the pile.
At the 47-yard line, first down for Northwest. Under 2 minutes left in the game.
Ball on the Kearney, 47-yard line.
Ronzi Johnson lining up slot to the left side. Simon Matheson to the right. High formation backfield. Zimmerman this time under center will take a knee as he'll run out the clock here with a minute and a half left in the game. And Northwest really dominated this game from the opening kickoff.
Yeah, I mean, literally. I think it was maybe the fourth possession, maybe the fifth, that Nebraska Kearney got when they got their first down. And so defensively they set a good tone. And then, you know, for the Bearcat offense, they did the same thing. They scored on their first possession and just really built momentum from there.
High backfield. Zimmerman at quarterback will take the snap again and go to the knee. Really, too, one of the keys out of the first quarter, really most of the first half, just field position. Northwest, when they would take over offensively, had the ball in great field position.
Yeah, and that's the big key with the defense, you know, forcing three and outs on those first several possessions for Nebraska Kearney. That really allowed them to get those starts in good field position. You know, Nebraska Kearney has an average punter, but not a punter that's going to change field position many times, and Northwest was able to take advantage of that.
Zimmerman goes to the knee one more time, under 30 seconds left, and that will be it. Northwest Missouri State posts an impressive 53-7 win over Nebraska Kearney. And the Bearcats remain undefeated. They go to 4-0 and 3-0 in MIAA play. Nebraska Kearney falls to 0-4 on the season overall and in MIAA play. Again, the final score, 53-7, Northwest over Nebraska Kearney. We need to take a break before we go to our postgame activities. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, Northwest Missouri State with a 53-7 win as they defeat Nebraska Kearney. And look toward heading to Tahlequah, Oklahoma next Saturday to face Northeastern State. Good win for the Bearcats. Again, 53-7 the final score. We'll be back and begin our postgame activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Also from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City.
More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. And from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, Northwest Missouri State with a 53-7 win over Nebraska Kearney. And before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder, another game where very few mistakes out of Northwest.
Yeah, and you know, they, and another thing is they were able to force Nebraska Kearney into a lot of mistakes, which they kind of knew they were going to be able to do if they played right, because Nebraska Kearney was young, and they were able to do that. You know, they like to force the situation and make the game predictable, and they were able to do that today.
Final score, 53-7, Northwest with the win over Nebraska Kearney. When we come back, we'll have the player of the game as well as much more for you on our postgame, as our postgame report underwritten by Championship Motors continues right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by Nottoway Valley Bank. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Biertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville, St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information available at StFrancisMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Stadium, Northwest Missouri State with a 53-7 win over Nebraska Kearney. Time for our player of the game, and Matt Gorder, as you look at this one on the defensive side, a lot of standouts, but Matt Longacre really stands out here today.
Yeah, Longacre with four tackles. He had a half a sack, two tackles for a loss. He was able to recover a fumble that was caused by Colin Bevins and return it for a touchdown as well.
And downstairs, Chris Rouse has Matt Longacre.
All right, thanks, Ed. I'm standing down here with Matt Longacre. Guys, like you said, four tackles, two for a loss, half a sack, and that huge fumble return for the touchdown. It's got to be great to be a defensive lineman getting that big touchdown return.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. A lot of times, stuff like that really doesn't happen to the D-line. Yost had one at Saginaw. And so most of the time, the big plays like that happen to the linebackers and DBs. So it's awesome when I get to do that and other D-linemen get to do that, and we get to share it with our group of people.
The defense came out and shut down Nebraska Kearney early on, especially Bronson Marsh, the quarterback, the dual-threat quarterback. What was the key in shutting him down early?
The key for us was the O-line. They've got a great O-line, probably the best O-line we've played all year. Very physical. They really get into you. Nasty team. Clean team, but nasty. So we really focused on that all week, was getting into our blocks, really focusing on that O-line and trying to get the ball out of Bronson's hands. He's a great quarterback. I played him in high school. He was a great quarterback then. He's a great quarterback for them. But we really just wanted to focus on getting it out of his hands and let other people on that team try to beat us. And it came out in our favor today.
These past 2 weeks, this defense has been shut down against Fort Hays and now against Nebraska Kearney. What has been the difference the last 2 weeks against Fort Hays and Nebraska Kearney?
Really our preparation. Last week, personal opinion, I didn't think we played very well as a group. I don't think I played very well either. And our preparation for that week wasn't very good. We kind of stopped doing what we usually do. And so this week we really got back to our basics. Really got in with Coach Wright and the other coaches and really talked about what they like to do, see if we could find any tendencies that help us out. And we did, and that really helped us out this week.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Dan Chris Strauss downstairs with Matt Longacre, player of the game, and off that defensive line that did such a good job against a very good offensive line out of Nebraska Kearney this afternoon. Again, 53-7, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with the win over the Lopers of Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back, have more for you from Bearcat Stadium, El Churchman Field, right after this timeout as our Bearcat postgame show, underwritten by Championship Motors, continues after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network provided by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Ken Peterson of Stanbury. Also from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Support also comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Stadium after a 53-7 win over Nebraska Kearney as the Bearcats come up on the positive side of that score. Time now to go back down on our sidelines to Chris Rouse and our sideline reports brought to you by or underwritten by Edward Jones and local broker in Maryville, J.R. Kurz. Let's go downstairs as Chris has another player at a big game today in the starting quarterback, Trevor Adams.
That's right. I'm down here with senior quarterback Trevor Adams. Trevor, first off, congratulations on the big victory here on Family Weekend. What was it like getting the victory as a senior on Family Weekend?
Oh, it's huge. I'm just so thankful. I just want to give God all the glory for this.
It was a great win. It was a great, you know, weekend. Just with it being family weekend, it's so special to us as a family because we have such a close-knit family on the football team, and to be able to share that with the whole community. I mean, it just, it's a close community. It's a great, just a great weekend. So it was huge just getting that win today and being able to celebrate a special weekend.
You guys came out in the first quarter of this contest and really took control of it on the offensive side of the football. It seemed like everything was running on all cylinders. What was the key there for you guys on offense here today?
You know, I just think it goes back to preparation this week. You know, we had a really good week of practice. Offensive line, they prepared great. They did an awesome job. They played really, really well today. Receivers did great today, and, you know, our defense did great. You know, they made or gave us opportunities to get the ball on a short field, and that's huge for an offense. And so, you know, it was, I'd say it goes back to preparation this week and then just being ready, knowing it was a special weekend and we wanted to play good for, you know, for the Maryville and our community. So, yeah, I would say that was it.
Going back to it, you talking about the receivers there. At least 8 different receivers caught a pass here today. Yeah. What's it like having that many different options at the receiving to throw to?
That's huge. I didn't know that. No, it's great. The thing is, we've probably got a few other guys that could get in there and catch, and they do a great job. And, you know, Clint is our only senior this year, and he has done a phenomenal job of stepping up and leading those guys. And so really proud of him. But, you know, it goes to every receiver just to show the hard work that they put in, you know, this summer and so far this season. So I really hope, you know, we can keep working and you know, keep connecting on that.
All right. Thanks, Trevor.
Yeah, thank you.
Chris Rouse down on the sidelines with starting quarterback Trevor Adams. His numbers today, 17 of 24 passing, 224 yards, 3 touchdowns, and running the ball. He had 10 carries for 47 yards to go along with that today. So Trevor Adams, big day, much like the rest of this Bearcat football team. 53-7, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Nebraska Kearney. We've got a lot more coming up on our Bearcat postgame show, underwritten by Championship Motors, as we'll talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Dorrell. It's all coming up on our postgame show. We're at it for this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
2 Northwest Missouri State faculty members and 4 Northwest students went to Panama last month for a 9-day visit of service learning to cap a study abroad course that included a study of Latin American culture. Northwest students worked with faculty members Dr. Nisa Ingram, Dr. Carla Edwards, and the Pro-Ed Foundation at schools in Panama City. Northwest Behavioral Sciences Department Chair Dr. Carla Edwards says there is a very strong relationship with the Pro-Ed Foundation.
They are an organization that trains teachers in schools where education for teachers is lacking. We were able to go with Pro-Ed Foundation into several of their schools, and while we were there, we painted rooms, we interacted with the kids, we did some simple language lessons they taught us, we taught them. We also went into the interior of Panama and lived with the Gomez family for several days in their rural farm, so we got to see a lot of cross-section of the economy there, from the very wealthy to the very poor, and also interacted a lot with the people.
Edwards says the head of the Pro-Ed Foundation, Debbie Sikorius, is a fabulous woman.
She has dedicated her life to helping others, and her nonprofit organization, Pro-Ed Foundation, serves Panama, and she also has a very strong and close relationship with Northwest Missouri State University. She obtained her doctorate in ed leadership in our cooperative program with MU. And she will be the Plohoff speaker in October and will come and talk about Pro-Ed Foundation and helping to reach children and educators in Panama.
Dr. Edwards says studying abroad can be life-changing for Northwest Bearcats. For more information on studying abroad, contact the Northwest Missouri State Study Abroad Office at 660-562-1367.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, as Northwest Missouri State defeats Nebraska Kearney 53-7. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Dorrell, and AD. Another good start to your team today.
Yeah, it was. Thanks. We're very proud of our kids. Our preparation this week was very good. And you know, I talked to you guys a couple times this week. Family Day is so important here to all of us and our kids, and so it was just awesome to see them come out here and play with a lot of energy and just get on the scoreboard right away. I think when you're playing a team that's, you know, struggling a little bit, it just really hurts their confidence, and so I was proud of our kids the way they came out and jumped on top.
you know, we heard just a bit ago from Matt Longacre and Trevor Adams, and both of them kind of pointed out this week as players, they just took a little bit more of a focus on preparation once again, and it seemed like that works out, especially when you talk about a fast start.
Yeah, I think so, and that's got to come from your leaders, and it's got to come from your seniors, and you know, we can preach about it all we want as coaches, and we'll continue to do that, but it's got to come from your leaders if it's going to get done on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So it's great to see the kids buying into that.
One of the things you talked about this week was the respect you had for the offensive line for Nebraska Kearney, and felt like they might be the best offensive line you faced up to this point in the season. And I thought defensively you really did a good job against that line.
I agree, John. I thought I was very proud of our defensive line. I was very proud of our defense. The 7 points we gave up were us offensively, so our defense played a near-perfect game today as far as scoreboard standpoint, and they just had great focus, and they were getting great push inside, and I thought we were doing a really good job of not giving up a bunch of rushing yards on first down. And, you know, when you run the option, you're playing an option team, you got to be physical, and I thought we did a really good job of being physical with the quarterback.
You talked about how you weren't exactly sure what Kearney might show today because they've shown a lot of different things in the first few games. How do you feel the team approached what they were seeing on the field?
I thought they did a really good job. I think our defensive guys said they saw about 2 to 3 new formations they hadn't seen, and they got those adjusted right away towards the end of the first quarter. And to be real honest with you, I don't think we saw much more after that we weren't prepared for. So it was good to see our guys making the checks, getting the checks they needed to, and checking to some formations.
And another aspect of this game, you were able to get in a lot of guys that put a lot of work in week to week on the practice field, had a chance to play in front of a good crowd here today.
Yeah, they did. They just when you prepare like we prepare, and it's what I said to our kids before we came out in the third quarter. You know, we always talk about earning the right to win, and I said to all our guys, I said, there's a lot of kids in this locker room right now that have earned the right to play this week through their preparation. And you know, we really just put it on the starters to come out and try to finish the game in the third quarter. And I thought we did that for the most part. Offensively, we false started on that third down and then dropped a third down pass. Otherwise, I think we could have got it put away a little bit quicker. But it just, you can get so much out of your kids when they get a little bit of playing time. It just keeps them really hungry and keeps them focused for that next week of practice.
Well, next week you get a chance to go down to a place you're familiar with, Tahlequah, Oklahoma, and match up with a Northeastern State.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. I haven't been back there since I was a graduate assistant. So I know this. I know the food's good there. It's going to be beautiful weather. That's a beautiful place down there this time of year, and the weather's going to be great. And they've got a really nice stadium. So, you know, all our Bearcat fans that want to make a trip down, it's not too bad. You know, about 5.5 hours down there, I think we map-quested it. You'll see a good atmosphere, and there's a couple great places to eat in town. So come on, make the trip.
All right. Well, AD, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, guys.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Doral. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Nebraska Kearney, 53-7, the final score. We've got a lot more coming up on our post game, including the play of the game and our scoreboard report. All that's coming up as our post game report, underwritten by Championship Motors, continues after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com. And from Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Vaccaro and Herzog RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
The Bearcat Radio Network. This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Stadium after this afternoon's win by Northwest Missouri State, 53-7 over the University of Nebraska Kearney. It is time for our play of the game, and this one coming on the defensive side of the ball for Northwest after an impressive defensive performance today. It was on a 17-yard fumble recovery by Matt Longacre.
Now you go with the option and trying to go with the pitch. It's on the ground and it's picked up, and this will be a touchdown. Longacre at the 10, the 5, touchdown Northwest.
Colin Bevins, the redshirt freshman, the one that caused that fumble that Longacre was able to take in for the score for Northwest Missouri State. At that point, giving the Bearcats a 33-7 lead. We'll take a look at the rest of the scoring from this ball game when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com. And from Northwest Medical Center in Albany, Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at NorthwestMedicalCenter.org. Support also comes from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron. Also from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Ken Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State Ford offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677.
The Bearcat Radio Network. This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out of Bearcat Stadium, 53-7, the win for Northwest Missouri State this afternoon. As we look at scoring from this one, Billy Creason got it started at the end of the first possession for Northwest, an 8-play, 58-yard drive that ended on a 5-yard run by Creason.
Out of the pistol formation, two receivers to the right side. Handoff goes to Creason, up the middle, touchdown Northwest. Huge hole up the middle. That offensive line just blew open the hole for Northwest, and Creason to go untouched into the end zone.
The extra point was no good. 6-0, Northwest with the lead at that point. Cats would add to the lead with 7:50 to play in the first quarter. Robert Burton would score on a 25-yard pass play from Trevor Adams.
Two receivers right, one to the left side. This time, rolling right is Adams. Looks back left side and is caught at the 15-yard line, down to the 5-yard line and into the end zone for the touchdown.
Truen's extra point was good after the two-play 46-yard drive, 13-0, the lead for Northwest. The only scoring of the game came at the 4:41 mark for Nebraska Kearney, and it was a 74-yard interception return by Tyke Koziel.
Out of the shotgun, back to passes. Adams straight drop, looks and dumps it away. It's tapped up in the air and intercepted off that right side. Koziel with the interception. He's at the numbers at the 50-yard line, to the 30, to the 20-yard line, to the 10, the 5, touchdown Nebraska Kearney.
Extra point made it 13-7. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. They will continue to build on that lead from there. With 1:10 to play in the first quarter, Clint Utter would catch his first of two touchdown passes. This one from 14 yards out from Brady Bowles.
Bowles takes the snap, two-step drop, looks, throws, and it's caught. Utter with a catch at the six-yard line, and he rides a defender into the end zone for the touchdown.
Extra point made it a 20-7 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Trevor Adams would throw his second touchdown pass of the afternoon with 10:40 to play in the first half. Would be from 28 yards out to Reuben Thomas.
Play action. Adams looks to throw down the middle of the field. It's caught, spinning at the five into the end zone for the touchdown. They get it to Reuben Thomas, and Northwest scores again.
The extra point made it 27-7, Northwest Missouri State on top. As you heard on our play of the game just a few moments ago, Matt Longacre had that 17-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown that gave Northwest a 33-7 lead. And then Billy Creason would find the end zone once again with just under a minute to play in the first half, this time from 10 yards out.
Creason now in the backfield behind the quarterback Adams, and Creason gets the carry, angles right to the five, and untouched again into the end zone. Touchdown, Northwest, as the Bearcats increase their lead
to 40-7 after the extra point, and that would be our halftime score. The Cats would add to it in the second half. Clint Utter would get his second touchdown catch with 5:13 to play in the third quarter from 8 yards out from Trevor Adams.
And the snap back to Adams. Wants a fire on the near side. Caught, touchdown. Just inside the end zone, about a yard deep. Catch is made by Utter for this touchdown, and Northwest increases the lead to 46-7.
The extra point by Truen made it 47-7. Then Truen would add the final 6 points of the game with 1:52 to play in the third quarter. He'd hit a field goal into the wind from 45 yards out.
Adams to hold, ball down, kick on the way. End over end kick is good as it just barely clears the crossbar.
That would make it 50-7, Northwest Missouri State. And then the final scoring of the game came with 5:16 to play. Truen would hit from 22 yards out.
Connected from 45 yards out last time on an attempt. This one placed down at the 13, 23-yard kick on the way, and it is up and it is good.
So that would give us our final score, 53-7, Northwest Missouri State with the win over University of Nebraska Kearney on Family Weekend this afternoon. We're back with more from Bearcat Stadium after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from Northwest Medical Center in Albany, Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 582-2199.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hills Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and the Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants including Five Guys, Ponchero's Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com. And from McDonald's in Maryville, McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196.
The Bearcat Radio Network. This is the Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And we're back at Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, as we wrap things up after a 53-7 win for Northwest, defeating Nebraska Kearney. As Northwest now goes to 7-3 against Nebraska Kearney in the all-time series. And up next, Matt, a trip down to Tahlequah, Oklahoma, as the Bearcats face Northeastern State next Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Northeastern State with a good start today against Emporia State on the road. Got out to a couple of touchdown lead early on, but Emporia State has kind of built up a lead in the second half of that game. But, you know, anytime you're on the road, especially if it's a longer trip, it always makes you a little bit nervous. You want to think that should be a winnable ball game for Northwest Missouri State, but we'll see what happens next week.
And we've got a close one going, according to the stats that we have right now, in Topeka this afternoon. Washburn and Central Oklahoma tied up at 7, getting ready to start the second half there.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be interesting. Washburn, I tell you what, Washburn's going to be a team to beat this year. They blew out this Nebraska Kearney team to open up the season, but Central Oklahoma, you know, the new teams into the MIAA kind of positioning themselves, see who can make the move first to try to get into the upper echelon of the conference, and you've got to beat teams like Washburn to be able to try to do that.
Well, we'll have the broadcast next Saturday afternoon. We'll make the trip down to Tahlequah. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff airtime along the Bearcat Radio Network. 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by Maryville's IV. So again, Northwest Missouri State here with a victory as they defeat Nebraska Kearney 53-7 at the final score. As I want to thank everyone involved with their broadcast, Matt Gorder, along with Chris Roush here at the stadium with statistician Josh Jefford, and also engineering things along the Bearcat Radio Network, Andy Campbell, along with Sarah Tomac. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Stadium.